This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. Then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond. Because it's no holds barred.
Place to be Nation.
What?
That's Aaron. I'm JT. Hi.
Hey. It's, you know, usually we take months before we speak again, and this feels very soon.
Between the Christmas play and now two No Holds Bards, we've talked like a bunch in like 3 weeks.
Wow. I'm up to the fucking brim with JT Rosero.
All right. So this is episode number 12. Of No Holds Barred, the podcast. It is our New Year's Eve edition. We did our Festivus edition last week.
Yep.
It's going to be a long night. And on our New Year's Eve edition, Aaron, we have a very special treat for everyone out there listening, because we are doing a live watch of the movie New Year's Eve.
I cannot wait. I have never seen this movie. You've told me it's amazing. So
I don't remember saying that.
I'm all in.
Do you, how did we get to this? I feel like we jokingly mentioned this movie, and then I was like, we should live watch the movie, and you're like, yeah.
I think that's exactly how it went.
Oh, fuck.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, so sadly, it's not free anywhere unless you illegally download, but assholes. I purchased this on Amazon Prime as a rental for $2.99, and I have it for a month, so I plan on watching it daily throughout January.
What better way to bring in the new year?
Yes. So we're going to talk a lot about, I want to talk about this genre of movie, like this type of exact style that they use here and other holiday options, but we'll get into that once we start because we got 2 hours to kill for this thing. So as you said, you have never seen this before. I actually have. And I mentioned to you before we started that I'm generally like kind of okay with these rom-coms. As we've talked about in previous No Holds Bards, it's a complicated fan. I've also seen like Valentine's Day and He's Just Not That Into You. And like, I'm okay with them. Like to me, they're fine. Like, you're sick, or you're just laying around, like pre-kids, just laying around, fucking around your computer, and like, this is out of the background. Like, I'm those kind of movies. Like, I'm cool with it. This one, I watched in that vein, thinking, okay, maybe this will get into the rotation.
Rotation?
And the first time I watched it through, it did not pass that test. So we'll see tonight if it holds up. So anyway, we're paused on zeros, and we have a gentleman in a horse-drawn carriage.
Standing, he which is standing. Very dangerous.
He's standing next to it's not a Silverado, is it?
I think it's a Dodge Ram, maybe.
Well, no, you can see the letters are on the side of the door. It's longer than Ram.
See, this is the problem with the illegal download is I can't read the letters on the door.
I think it's a Silverado. Anyway, so we'll pause there. We'll count you in if you want to watch with us, but I can't imagine anyone will. So just listen back, you know, sit back and listen. I can promise you we're going to go off the reservation in this thing. There'll probably not as much movie talk as much as us bullshitting. So, Aaron, are you ready if I count you in?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go. Let's start this thing in three.
Wait. Are we going on one or are we going on go?
I'm going to say play, and then you play.
On play or right after play?
Like, when I say play, like, you on the why.
Okay,
ready?
Thank you for being clear.
All right, 3, 2, play. Why?
All right, so right away we got this horse. There's some Chinese children in the back of the bus.
And there are giant lights.
Yeah, what are those lights?
Why is that plug so big?
That's terrifying.
Is that like an art thing? Like a fancy
art installment? I guess. There's some sort of bullshit music playing.
These decorations are the largest I've ever seen.
Yeah, even like there's children standing next to giant nutcrackers.
Okay, so we're in New York City. We're at Rockefeller Center.
It's well set up. There's a lot. Okay, I got to say, so far, I'm digging the representation for the Asians.
Okay, yeah. It's a very diverse movie, as we'll see by all the white people that are in it.
They're in the buggy. There's one of them skating, spinning around in a circle.
Yeah. So we have some narration.
Yep, confetti is falling. Well, New Year's Eve.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, beautiful. Because the confetti formed the letters, which was lovely.
Yes. So there's actually been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies entitled New Year's Eve, by the way.
And this is probably the best one, right? Yeah.
One in 1924, one in 1929, one in 1989, one in 02, one in 2010, and then this is the last.
Fuck, it got popular after 1980.
Directed by Gary Marshall. We'll hold off on the cast.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing Ryan Seacrest talk already, so I know this is going to be a quality production.
Well, and you know it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they've made that abundantly clear.
He is the voice of New Year's Eve, Ryan Seacrest.
And him and the giant testicles already made an appearance, so feels good. Who's getting out of this car? All right, who is this?
Swank.
Oh, from Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah, and from 90210.
She was on 90210?
She was.
Who did she play?
She was a girlfriend.
Dressed up as a guy?
No, I think she was a pretty regular toward the end, in season 8 or something. She was on as Carly Reynolds. She was one part of the main cast.
Have you seen Boys Don't Cry?
I have not.
That shouldn't shock
you by how many movies we've discussed that I've not seen. But
yeah, we're going to get to that. But like for me, it's just not a good movie. It's like this horrible thing happens. They just react to it, and that's the end of it.
She was in the boxing one too, right?
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
You saw that one.
I actually have not.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
I don't know. I'm bad with movies.
Yeah, and yet you spend time watching these. Like this is the problem.
Because I don't have to pay attention. I'm bad with I like TV because they're quick. I move quick. I'm not good with long movies. I'm just not. So shit like this is in my wheelhouse because I don't have to really. I just lay there and go in and out of consciousness and who cares? You know what I mean?
Well, so an old woman just almost got hit by a taxi.
It's what's her name?
Ellen Burstyn?
No. I almost said Diane Lane, but it's not Diane Lane.
No, it's not Diane Lane. But she fell in some garbage. Now, is that a metaphor for what's about to happen to us watching the film?
Very much so. Yeah. Who the fuck is it? It's
Is that see the guy with the ship, the white hair walking down the street? He looks like the guy who tries to steal the cab from Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes, he did. But here is the hunk of the movie, Zac Efron.
Oh yeah,
I am a big fan of Zac. Are you?
I'm kind of indifferent, I will say, to Zach. Here's the thing. I don't watch a lot of these movies, right?
Right.
So I don't really know him from anything except...
Neighbors?
No, I didn't see Neighbors.
Oh, he's great in Neighbors. I thought that was Jeff Garland for a minute, by the way, but it was not.
Oh, right.
A fat doppelganger.
Who is that woman? Is that Seth Meyers?
Yes, Seth Meyers and Jessica Biel. They're
Seth
married.
Seth Meyers is dating Jessica Biel?
No, they're married. And then you get this jackass and the fucking bowler hat with the trumpet. So you know he's a musician. Or is that a purse? It looked like a trumpet.
Maybe it's a trumpet that they put shit in.
It's a European carry-all.
How do you feel about people who wear hats like this bowler hat?
Oh, I fucking hate it.
They're losers.
I want to punch him in the face. There's a kid I know. I used to work with him at Stop and Shop. And I see him every now and then. He's good friends with my brother-in-law. And he wears one of those, and I saw him driving the other day. I passed him, and I'm like, "Oh, I hate that hat! I want to rip it off his head."
What? Like, at what point do you just decide just to wear this hat? Because it's a choice, right?
Right.
It's not like wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah, and well, he wears it. The guy I know because he's super. He's Italian. He's big into his heritage. He likes to talk Italian. He hangs out with old guys. He smokes cigars. So I think it's part of his look. So maybe this guy is the same.
Right. I don't know. You make a choice like that, you live with it for the rest of your life.
It's something to be proud of.
When I was 18, Ashton Kutcher's in this thing.
Oh, he's the king of these. He's in Valentine's Day as well.
He cannot grow a beard. That is not a good-looking beard that he's wearing.
No, but he is a good-looking beard for many women, I think.
Yes, I would agree with that.
How do you feel about this quick hit? We're going to show you all the stars that are in this within the first 30 seconds. You know what I mean? We're flashing in and out of these stories real fast.
Well, at least it's not like Suicide Squad where it's a music video about each one.
Right.
Set to some sort of punk rock song.
Those mints that Zac Efron just took a handful of were my favorite for a while. I used to buy buckets of those and eat them.
Is Ashton Kutcher the Grinch of New Year's because he's tearing all the decorations down?
He hates seeing year's end. He has separation anxiety issues. Is he in a library? Where is Zac Efron?
He's in some sort of, there's empty CD cases.
Yeah, it looks like he's in a record company.
Like a robbed apartment where they took the CDs but left the cases.
That is a giant burner. That CD burner looks like the one Will pulled out of his trunk when he stayed here to burn all the Memphis DVDs. Only Will travels with a giant fucking tower DVD burner.
So it says Ahern Records Incorporated on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron is. So.
Crappy New Year, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Come on.
Not a happy.
Fantastic. Okay, we're in a church. Here's a pastor.
He looks like Jeff Garland for a second as well.
Yeah. Over under, how many people has he molested?
The same as the over under of how many people look like Jeff Garland.
Okay, so it's already under over three. So, because we gotta count Jeff Garland. Oh, is this Josh Duhamel?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there's no one at the wedding. What's going on?
Why would you want to go to Josh Duhamel's wedding? Is that how you say his name? Duhamel?
Well, in French, it'd be Duhamel. Like, if you were actually going to pronounce it the French way, Duhamel.
No, that's stupid.
No, they're French. They're dumb. Except for the Rougeaus. Well, we're not talking wrestling tonight.
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah. This is a really sad wedding.
It is. It's pathetic. But this is what happens when you get married on New Year's Eve. No one wants to go.
And Josh Duhamel is your best man.
Yeah. Who's this?
He's right on his phone right away, too. He's not a very good best man.
No, he's like, I'm out. This is stupid. Who's this?
How was your best man at your wedding?
It was Andrew Flanagan, Jesus himself. So he was, of course, he was great.
Grants any miracles?
He did. He gave a great speech, which I didn't know if he could do. So,
and then you cast him in the Christmas play every year.
And then he what?
You cast him in the Christmas play based on his
performance. That's the trade-off. Yes.
You have met my best man as well, Mr. Ivan Vukov.
I love Ivan. Yeah. Can't wait to see him at WrestleMania.
I know. We dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior for the rehearsal in the morning.
Of course he did.
It was amazing. So this is ingrate Katherine Heigl now dancing around, right?
This is. And I think this is in her – is this her peak or is this like her really cool and lovable, don't listen to the rumors, Katherine Heigl phase? Like when was Grey's Anatomy and all that shit?
Okay, well, there was Grey's Anatomy and then she did Knocked Up, right?
Knocked Up was 07. 27 Dresses was 08.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the tail end of her like a star phase and then everyone realized she wasn't. Because didn't all her movies do shitty?
I'm too good for because her whole thing was like she got all upset because Knocked Up was misogynistic or something.
Right, right. Even though it was the best movie she ever made.
Oh, by far. And I think he's Indian, this man. Is it Russell Peters? Is it the comedian?
I don't know, but I do know that's Sofia Vergara, so.
Oh, I've never actually seen her in anything.
Besides Modern Family?
I don't watch Modern Family.
I used to. I do not anymore.
I'm just not. I don't know. Network comedies for me just don't do it usually.
No.
John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi.
Oh, I thought it was Chris Jericho for a minute.
No, clearly it's Bon Jovi.
Are you surprised he's playing a guitar?
No. Is his name in this thing John Bon Jovi?
No, it's John Bon Jovi. No, it's Daniel Jensen.
Daniel Jensen.
I don't know why they wouldn't have him play himself.
Well, is he just playing it? It looks like he's just playing a famous musician.
Correct.
Yeah, why not just make it John Bon Jovi?
How is Katherine Heigl so tan in the winter in New York? I guess she went tanning.
Yeah, they don't help her by putting her in a white coat, so she looks orange by comparison.
Well, brother.
And there's all kinds of corn behind her. Like
bananas, nothing. Like everything orange. Yeah, all kinds.
Yellow and orange.
Those bananas look good, actually.
And I don't know, I don't know if you've ever tried to use a walkie-talkie, but the reception she's getting here is, ridiculous. Completely unrealistic.
When do you ever see bunches of bananas that ripe all at once?
Never.
It's a joke.
Not even in a store.
So did they take various bananas and glue them together at the top to make them a bunch, good ones?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say those are plastic bananas.
Oh, Bon Jovi just got slapped. What do you think about taking parts of banana bunches at the supermarket?
I'm for it.
Okay, me too.
Because you're buying by weight.
Correct. I don't need a whole bunch. I just want two or three.
That's fine. You do what you want in the supermarket.
Do what I want.
How many do you eat before you pay for the rest?
None. No. How many strawberries do you take out that are shitty, from the strawberry plastic container and swap them around? Do you ever do that?
Let me just say, I would take it a lot, but I hate strawberries.
Really?
I hate all berries.
I don't like a lot of berries, but strawberries are ones I do like.
You know bananas are berries?
Are they?
Yeah.
Who is this woman? Why can I not piece her? I'm looking at the list, too. Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer. Thank you. Fuck, I cannot remember her name.
That's Michelle Pfeiffer. Is she the one who got hit by the cab?
Yeah.
My God.
There you go. She got invited to this Ari masquerade ball and Zac Efron. So Zac Efron's a mail courier, I think, for the CD company or whatever.
Is it the tint on my TV or does he look like he's from India?
No, it's your tint. Mm. Do you think he works for Columbia House?
How many CDs does he have in his house?
We saw a lot of cases.
Did you ever buy Columbia House?
My mom did, yeah.
I did too, and then I was stuck with it. Because the rest of the CDs were so goddamn expensive.
Right. Yeah. I think we used to get, she used to get like the cassettes, like that's when we did it.
Mm.
I remember getting the Michael Jackson. Was it Dangerous? Was that the like 90s one?
Yeah, yeah. With black or white on it.
Yep, I still remember getting that tape.
Do you remember the music video for that aired like on, I think it was Fox, and it created all this controversy?
Yes, yes I do. Oh, here we go. So there's always the teen level, like in these movies too. There's like a teen love story mixed in.
So am I to understand that like there's a bunch of different storylines and they're not going to meet each other?
They do. Like that's the thing. So you, in these movies, it's a big ensemble cast with a variety of stories. And like a bunch like unexpectedly intersect. Like this chick may talk about her bitch mom, blah, blah, blah. And then like later you find out her mom is like one of the other people in one of the other stories. You know what I mean? Like they all – a bunch
John
of
– John Bon Jovi might give some wisdom to like the one of these girls at the table.
Or herpes.
Yeah, well, he'll definitely give them herpes. Probably all of them at once.
The I was going to ask you something like 10 minutes ago. And we got sidetracked. And now I can't remember
what it was. Was it about Bon Jovi?
Oh, no. I had a good story about hey, Sarah Jessica Parker. I had a story about supermarkets when we were talking about it. My favorite all time, because you were asking about like eating things before checking out.
Yeah.
So my sister, she must have been, I don't know, eight maybe, seven or eight. We go to the store one time and she's like super quiet, like the whole time. And we get home, she's super quiet. And I had rented a wrestling tape and I put it, it was like WrestleMania 6 or something, and I'm watching it. And I put her in a Boston Crab. And all this candy poured out of her pockets that she had stolen from the little. Remember these used to be like the baskets of candy you fill up the bag?
Yeah.
Did you have that up there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Up there.
And like she had stolen like all these handfuls of candy, and that's why she was all like quiet, like not talking.
My one of my good friends is a wrestling fan. He tells this story about how like when he was younger he put his brother in a Boston Crab till he passed out. they have such an awful relationship today, and I can't help but think it started
Bryce
with the Boston Crab.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have serious lumbar issues.
On my back. Well, he's gained a lot of weight. He doesn't move around a lot.
Here's Josh Dubismal.
Dubismal? Fiddling with an old GPS.
That is old.
It's before cell phones. Although these things are – if I go to the States, I have to bring my GPS, my old GPS. Because it'll cost me a fucking fortune in roaming charges.
Right.
I got a bill once. I went to Philadelphia. I looked at like six or seven maps. I checked Facebook like twice.
Right.
$500.
I think it would be cheaper for you to buy, go to like T-Mobile or some shit or Cricket and like buy like a cheap phone and just get like a data plan for like a week.
Yeah. Well, now I can just pay $5 to have it for the day.
Okay. There you go. Like, by the way, this is Ludacris, the rapper.
He's a cop?
He is a security guard. I know. It's like Bizarro World.
Does he rap at all about killing cops?
No.
No, it's not one of those kind of rappers.
No, he talks about move, bitch.
Oh, get out the way.
Yeah, get out the way, bitch.
And yet he's tolerating Hillary Swank here.
He is.
Where do you land on the office debate whether Hillary Swank is hot or not?
I'm in the middle. She's like one of the cards, the changey face cards, depending on the lighting.
Right. So you wouldn't have sex with Hillary Swank?
I would.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you think... Did they name her after Ted DiBiase's white suit?
Swank?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's where she got her. Her original name was Virgil Swank. these guys dumping this confetti, like they must. I feel like they have like the worst job in the world. Just dumping confetti off a thing.
See, I would disagree. I think the worst job is cleaning the confetti up.
Do they do that in New York?
Do you think they just leave it? I would think someone goes and sweeps it.
Don't they just leave it for rats to eat?
So what is Bon Jovi's all over Katherine Heigl? She slapped him earlier.
Look, I don't want to be all that guy, but you can do better, Bon Jovi.
Do you think that she only agreed to do this? Like she's like, I need to be the woman that gets courted by the big rock star. Like that, you know? Do you think that was like her?
Obviously.
Demand.
Yeah, and then he banged her, right, backstage?
Oh, for sure. Well, I don't know.
Well, look at the way she's hitting him. There's lust in those hits.
There's lust in those eyes.
If he starts singing Bed of Roses right now, she takes her clothes off, right?
Yeah. So my cousin's husband, Tony, was in 27 Dresses.
Tony Bon Jovi?
You know, the movie that she, is like The Bridesmaid and all the movie. I think that's that one.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where she's getting, like, deliveries to her door. and like he's one of the guys delivering like flowers.
Nice. Does he have any stories about her?
No, not really. I try not to talk to him. No, like any of
them. So that was more of a fun fact than a we're going to bash Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, sorry. I think we can bash her without the insights. Hey, yeah, John Lithgow.
John Lithgow. The Trinity. Did you ever watch Dexter? No, there's no way you watched Dexter.
Definitely not.
Yeah, yeah.
Too scary. I did watch some of Third Rock from the Sun, though.
Yeah, so I saw him on Broadway in a play called All My Sons. Have you ever heard of All My Sons?
No, I have not.
It's an amazing play by Arthur Miller. You ever heard of The Crucible?
Yes.
Okay, same guy. Okay. A guy who like was banging Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, well, good for
him. Give you some context. Not John Lithgow, Arthur Miller.
Right.
And he was awesome, but opposite him on Broadway was Katie Holmes.
Oh, how
was
that?
Who was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
To the point where when she played her emotional scenes, the audience laughed. But at the end of the show, in a back alley, Tom Cruise showed up and caused a goddamn riot.
Hmm. By the way, John Lithgow's playing Angry Birds, just to date this a bit.
Were you ever into Angry Birds?
I played it for a minute.
I played it a lot. Like when Nikki was my wife, Nikki was pregnant. Nikki's my wife. She didn't want anyone to touch her, and she just kind of hid for most of it.
Right.
And I played Angry Birds for most of the time at the hospital.
Okay. Okay. Everyone's angry here, by the way. Katherine Heigl's throwing eggs at pictures of Bon Jovi. And it looks like Michelle Pfeiffer quit.
Yeah, she just quit her job, right?
And Lithgow has started playing.
Well, the birds are angry.
Yes.
We established that.
Have we figured out Katherine Heigl's job yet?
I want to say event planner.
Yeah, probably. She's in a kitchen. Okay, here's Robert De Niro. He's dying, it looks like.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, or the husk of Robert De Niro. He's
hooked
up to a oxygen machine in a hospital.
Oh, yeah. And there's a very somber doctor.
You can tell he's somber by his hair.
Yeah, his hair, the lighting, the dark lighting.
Right. By the way, quick circle back on Lithgow. He was also in – have you seen the movie with Will Ferrell, The Candidate? Is it The Candidate? Is that the name of it?
Is that the one with the guy from The Hangover?
Yes.
Galifianakis?
Yes.
Yes, I did see that.
That's like an underrated Will Ferrell movie.
I watched that on a plane and I don't remember it at all.
You should rewatch it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it as funny as Anchorman?
No, but Anchorman's like top level.
What's the point then? I just watch Anchorman.
It's in like that mid tier. Like, did you like Semi-Pro?
Yeah.
Talladega Nights. Like, I think it's in there.
Oh, Talladega Nights is top tier. Come on.
You think so? Yeah, okay.
The scene where he puts the knife in his leg is like...
All right. I'll give you that. It's like a B-level Talladega Nights. Because, you know, he plays like the southern guy and everything. It's worth a watch again.
So, Anchorman's clearly top tier, right?
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let me pull up Will Ferrell's filmography. Well, Robert
De Niro died. You're going to see too much bullshit on it.
I'm just going to read through and find you my top tier. Hang on.
Okay. Meanwhile, this is a no-name doctor opposite Robert De Niro. We should also – Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Halle Berry, yeah.
This guy's got a big vein in his eye next to his eye.
Who, the doctor?
Yeah. Halle Berry's concerned. She's the nurse.
Yeah.
So what do we count as this first big one? Old school, does that count?
Yeah, and that's probably top tier also, but I don't think that's a Will Ferrell vehicle.
What is it, Luke Wilson?
Well, I think it's more of an awesome – I would say Vince Vaughn is probably the draw.
Well, Will Ferrell steals it, so I'm counting it. All right, so I'm going to read them down. You tell me what the big ones are, okay?
Okay.
All right, old school, top tier.
Yes.
Elf, top tier.
Yeah.
Anchorman, top tier.
Yeah.
Starsky and Hutch.
No. Like mid. Well, mid to bottom, actually.
Yeah, okay. Let's go top, mid, low.
Because he's also only in Starsky and Hutch for like 30 seconds. Right.
Okay, let's not even count that then. Okay. Yeah. Wedding Crashers. He's top only in that for a second, though.
But again, he's not in it a lot.
Producers, I didn't see that. Bewitched, I didn't see that.
He's good, and he's really good in The Producers, but again, it's a small part. Right. Bewitched is not good.
Okay. Kicking and Screaming.
Bottom, but it's still fun.
I like that one, yeah. All right, Talladega Nights we're calling top. Blades of Glory.
Mid?
Mid leaning top.
Yeah, it was good.
Step Brothers. To me, that's mid. Semi-Pro. To me, is mid leaning top. I like Semi-Pro a lot.
Yeah, I like Semi-Pro also.
Step Brothers top.
Yeah.
Land of the Lost, I did not see.
Okay, we're in the era now where nothing is going to come close to the top.
Right, he's got You're Welcome America, The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard, The Other Guys, I did not see. I heard that was pretty good.
The Other Guys is good.
Yeah, okay. Everything Must Go, Casa de Mi Padre, Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie, I haven't seen any of these, Internship. So The Campaign is 2012. I put that right around Semi-Pro to me.
Would you put it ahead of Blades of Glory?
No, probably like a tick below. Well, I don't know, it's pretty good. Campaign is like It's smarter humor. It's like, did you like Eastbound and Down? Vice Principals. Like, did you watch that?
I didn't see Vice Principals.
It's closer to like that level. It's like darker.
I watched all of Eastbound and Down, and I don't remember liking it that much. It was okay. I watched it enough. I liked it enough to like keep it going, right?
But he was great in that.
Yeah, he plays like the car dealership guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was basically Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Get Hard, I didn't see. Anchorman 2. I actually never saw Anchorman 2, actually.
You know, it's not horrible, but it's not like – it's such a letdown from the original.
I didn't see Zoolander 2 either.
Me neither.
And then Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home 2.
So. No, I didn't see any of those. Right. But, you should see the other guys.
I feel like I may have actually seen it. Is that where he's like the nerdy cop with the hot wife?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, okay. I have seen that. It was good.
And The Rock and Sam Jackson are in it.
Yeah. I've seen that.
And like, that's the movie I want to see.
Right.
I want to see the cop movie with The Rock and Sam Jackson.
Correct. Well, Rock's kind of busy, but maybe I'll get to it eventually. So the storyline going on here is Beale and Seth Meyers are in the hospital having a baby. Yeah. And that other couple with the trumpet purse are also. And they're trying to be the ones that have the first baby. They're competing to have the first baby of like the new year.
Oh, and Carla Gugano is the nurse?
Yes. Dr. Morissette, cowboy.
Is her name Morissette?
In the movie, Dr. Morissette.
In French, it'd be Morissette.
Well, yeah, because it's spelled not like Cowboy Morissette. It's spelled M-O-R-R-I-S-E-T.
Why is his name Morissette? Where's his family from originally?
Fall River, which was French. I think we'll just talk about this on some show or something. There's a lot of French area, and then eventually, like now, it's like heavy Portuguese.
Yeah, like if he lived in Quebec, like he would get respect at first until they heard him speak French.
Right.
I'm assuming maybe he speaks French well. I don't know.
No, he barely speaks English well.
Okay, fair enough.
He'd have that fucking gravelly voice in French. It would be a mess. It was a heavy French area, and like it's very Portuguese now. That's where Matsuza's from as well. So,
okay,
runs the gamut.
So one of these girls is Sarah Jessica Parker's daughter. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm not really listening. Oh yes. Yes, the girl walking. They
well, they're walking together. Yeah, yes, you don't need to listen. Yeah.
The girl in the red jacket. I was like, I must be like a second behind you because I was looking at the hospital.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I fast forward a bit because you were ahead of me before, and now I guess we're just all fucked up.
Yeah.
Why is Sarah Jessica Parker still doing... Here, I don't understand why Sarah Jessica Parker is doing these movies now.
What should she be doing?
Nothing. Okay. Like, I mean, I got... Okay. Like, this teenager slashing her mother in the subway.
So this is Abigail Breslin, and her name is Haley Doyle. Sarah Jessica Parker is Kim Doyle. Yeah, can you pause for like 4 seconds?
Oh, am I spoiling it for you?
Well, I just saw the tits now.
Okay, 4 seconds. Now they're walking and arguing.
Yes, I don't drink or drugs. Do drugs?
Sure. It's a guy getting his shoe shined in the back.
Yeah. Feet. Sarah Jessica's doing her like Sex in the City, yelling at Big.
After doing Sex in the City for that long, like you have so much money, like right. Why are you doing these movies?
The love of the game. She have you watched Divorce?
No.
On HBO?
No.
It's actually not bad.
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out.
It's good. Do you like Thomas Hayden Church?
Oh, that's yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, he's in it. He's pretty good in it. He's better than her in it. Although she's pretty good in it too. But if you like 70s folk music as well, there's a lot of that in it.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't like anything from the 70s.
So this girl, Hilary Swank, is afraid of ladders. Oh, Luda's helping her out, though.
But is she afraid of stairs? Because she's frozen on the stairs right now.
Right. I think she's afraid of heights, I'm guessing.
So
I think I'm waiting for Luda to be like, move, bitch. Get out the
way. Get out the way. Oh, somebody just scooped her up. I recently had to carry a woman who was in a wheelchair into my house.
I recently had to carry one of my wife's best friend who got real drunk. I had to pick her up and carry her like I was walking her over the threshold.
That's exactly how I was carrying this woman who's in a wheelchair.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Threshold. And we joked about it, but yeah, it wasn't really funny.
Yeah, well, Luda just showed some nice Southern hospitality there. So.
Yeah. Now, she is in front of some sort of giant light switch.
All right. And Luda was like, welcome to Atlanta.
Right, but they're not in Atlanta. What's happening?
I don't know. He just said stand up.
Are these ludicrous lyrics that I'm not picking up because I don't listen to ludicrous?
Depends what your fantasy is. Yes, they're songs. They're ludicrous songs.
Great.
Hey, it's this guy.
Oh, Larry Miller.
Love him. He's great in Suburban Commando.
Now, what happened to Josh Duhamel?
Who cares? Oh, he was trying to fuck with the GPS and he drove into the sign.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an idiot. Like, why not just pull over for, like, 30 seconds and type it in?
Yeah, like, he's a very important guy, this Jamel.
What's it? Where did he get, like, one of those nose plug things? There's no doctors around.
He must have had some, maybe some Kleenex in the car. I'm going to go with Kleenex in the car.
Larry Miller's awesome. He's great in Suburban Commando, and he's great in Seinfeld.
Yeah, he's just great. He's funny. Yeah. And he's doing all his Larry Miller stuff, that little sly smile, yes, tilting the head.
Yeah, like, I'm an asshole, you're a loser.
Yeah. So he was originally supposed to be, or they wanted him to be George in Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster.
Probably.
Like, I like Larry Miller, but, like...
I think Seinfeld is just perfectly casted as a guest. Like, I don't think any of them could have been played by anyone else.
No, but, I mean, that's such a hard thing to gauge now, too, because it's so iconic.
Right. But I don't know if it would have worked anywhere else. Like, no one else could have been that Kramer character the way it went.
No, because he's such a master of physical comedy.
Right.
Well, maybe Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, you saw how she fell in that garbage earlier. Head over heels into garbage. Like, if you fall in life and your feet go above your head, it's a problem, right?
You're not feeling good. Does she have trash in her hair, or is that like a clip? No, it's a clip.
I think it's a clip. I was noticing it earlier.
So she's definitely supposed to be like a hot mess, right? That's...
Yeah.
So now she's offering Efron. So if I remember this correctly, she has like a kind of a bucket list thing that she wants to do before the end of the year. And okay, she's offering, if Efron helps her do these things, he can take the ball tickets. So
Efron probably slept with her, right?
Oh, he definitely. He banged everyone in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. Bon Jovi, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing we don't know is if he gave Bon Jovi a reach around. We can't be sure unless we're in the room, right?
I mean, if I'm Bon Jovi, I'd probably just ejaculate on sight when Zac Efron takes his shirt off.
Now, who's hotter, Zac Efron now or Bon Jovi in his prime?
Zac Efron. Bon Jovi doesn't have his abs.
No, but Bon Jovi's a singer and a guitarist.
Doesn't matter.
I think you're discounting. Like Bon Jovi basically married his high school sweetheart, right?
I don't know. Listen, it's like wrestling, right? Like, I love 80s wrestlers, but like today's wrestlers are just better. So it depends what you want to say. Like, Bon Jovi was great. I'm sure he got lots of pussy, or he married a sweetheart, whatever.
He did. But like, imagine you marry your high school sweetheart, and then you go into every building in North America, and you can have sex with 99% of the women.
Right. And he probably did anyway.
Oh, for sure he did.
So, yes, he was hot. But Zac Efron's like Cesaro, you know what I mean? He would still run circles around like the big boss man, right?
Are you comparing Cesaro's looks to the big boss man?
No, his wrestling ability.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm saying 80s hot is different than like today hot.
Right, but boss man's hotter, right?
Sure.
A man in a uniform.
If you're into Bears.
Oh, Bears. Did I tell you my Bear story?
Maybe.
So I moved to, like, the woods, and
oh,
I
yes,
Googled.
You did. Pardon me? Bear.
And I Googled, are there bears in Rigo, which is the town nearby?
Yes.
And the first thing that came up on Google was a gay campsite. Like, that was the first hit. Like, yeah, there's bears.
They live here. All of them.
And I drive by it all the time, and everyone is smiling coming out of it.
Of course. It's a paradise for some.
See, my question would be, like, how many wives have, like, driven there and discovered that their husband's gay, like, in that very spot?
You should wait and see.
Yeah.
Is that a vest or, like, a fleece jacket?
That Katrin Heigl's wearing?
Yeah. I think it's a vest.
Fleece. Now, Bon Jovi's had no costume changes.
No. I'm trying to figure, is that a bat around his neck? Like, what is it? Or a heart? A broken heart?
It looks like a series of hearts.
Mm. Well, you know he's romantic.
Yeah. Okay, so Michelle Pfeiffer is being scooted around by Zac Efron.
Yes, trying to tick off her bucket list here.
No way Zac Efron eats donuts, by the way.
Well, he may and just spits them out.
Yeah, just the taste. He may smell them.
All right, so now we're not getting much variance at the moment. We're pretty much oscillating between Zac and Michelle and Jericho and Captain
Lana.
Eagle. Yeah. Two fucking wishes, Lana.
Yeah.
See, to me, Katherine Heigl's actually in that Hillary Swank bucket of I don't know if she's hot or not.
I mean, would you have sex with her?
I don't know.
You'd say no.
I'd probably do it, but
Yeah, you just wouldn't be happy about it. You fucking arrogant suck.
Yeah, be like, all right.
I guess.
Well, because even the sex scene we've seen her in, like, she was a bitch and knocked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She strikes me as someone who's not pleasant to be around. But I could be wrong. I don't know her. But you're right. It's a vest. Now that we're in close, we can see it's a vest.
I see the arms coming out.
Now, if you're going to wear a vest, don't wear the same color underneath.
It's an odd choice.
Yeah.
I guess it's their work outfit, though. She's got the logo on there on the breast.
Yeah, right above the breast. Yeah, she's not a good actor either. Like, she's not good. She's not interesting.
No, I don't know what it was.
Like, she's on par with Bon Jovi, and he's the singer. Like,
right.
Like, Bon Jovi doesn't look out of place acting with her.
No, like, I think Larry Miller should have been in her role in this movie.
I want to see Larry Miller in that vest, for sure. But Larry Miller without the shirt underneath, so you can see his guns.
He had his own vest on earlier. He had like the, because he had worker's vest on, the tow guy vest.
The tow truck. Okay, so this is Lea Michele. She's in an elevator with Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. A dream for most women.
Yeah, right? But he's wearing his pajama pants and he's miserable.
Yeah, New Year's crappy eve.
Right. Now, was he must have been dating, what's her nuts at this point?
Mila Kunis. No,
Demi Moore.
Correct. He's married to Mila Kunis, right?
Now, yeah.
What a love story that is. Kelso. Right.
And then all those years later, they get together when she's like the hottest thing on earth.
And still is.
Yeah.
What am I looking
at? What's he doing here? He's just showing her his abs?
No, he's trying to...
get out?
Yeah.
It's a pretty half-assed effort.
Is he like the DDP of this movie? Like Hollywood Scum Hogan? He's like, New Year's crappy Eve. New Year's poopy face Eve. When the fuck was he with Demi Moore? Let's see. I'm trying to go through his Wikipedia page here.
Now he's got a face full of Lea Michele breasts right now.
So they got married in 05. And November 17th, 2011 is when they announced the intention to end the marriage. After a year of separation, they divorced in 2012. He started dating Mila in the first half of 2012, engaged in 2014, daughter in 2014, married in 2015, son in 2016.
So
wait, this came out on December 9th, 2011. So this came out about a month after Demi Moore left him.
Right, but they had been separated for a year.
No. Right after she announced the intention. They got the year separation started right before this.
Oh, so this is where it came out that he banged Lea Michele, right?
And hopefully not Abigail Breslin.
Is she underage at this point, Abigail Breslin?
Breslin. Let's see. She's 22 now, so.
Oh, yeah. She was like 8 years ago?
Yeah, seven. So, yeah, she was 15 here. She does look older. I'll give her that.
Yes. But let me tell you something. All girls look older now.
Yes.
Like, I do shows in high school. It's bad. I do shows in high schools, and I'm like, what? Did all these girls fail? No, they're 13.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. Let's end the conversation there.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like between the sheets. So, this guy I don't know. Do you know him?
No. No.
It must be Hector Elizondo. Nope, he's older. Sorry, that was a very...
Must be Hector.
Racially driven moment by me.
So, Michelle Pfeiffer's still being scooted around.
I don't see... Michelle... There we go. Russell Peters, maybe?
Russell Peters is the comedian. Guy. The Indian comedian.
So who the fuck is this guy not in?
Russell Peters is like a famous Canadian comic.
Yeah, sure.
Like, they'll sell out arenas here.
Till Schweiger? Nope. This guy may not be in the fucking write-up here. In the list,
probably,
character list.
Probably unimportant.
What the fuck? I'm trying to...
Jake
T. Austin is him. He's in the Wizards of Waverly Place... The Fosters. Oh. He provided one of the voices of Justice League versus Teen Titans.
All right.
In the Emoji Movie.
Great.
Did some classic. Go Diego.
Classic piece of cinema.
Michelle Pfeiffer is all excited.
Well, she's at a spa, right? I guess she wanted to go to a spa.
Yeah, she's looking for a happy ending.
Wow. I got offered a happy ending once.
Yeah? How was it?
It was weird. like, I got massaged. It was an older Chinese woman. She massaged me. Mm-hmm. Good massage. And then she says to me, do you want to feel more relaxed? Now, I was super relaxed, so I said yes.
Right.
Right? But then immediately understood what it was and then said no. Oh. No, no, no. And then she goes, so you're just happy with just the massage? And then I was like, yeah. And then I left. That was the end of it.
Why wouldn't you just go for it?
I was dating Nikki at the time. I feel bad.
And?
Like, I mean, I know it's just a mechanical thing.
Right.
Happy ending, but still, you know?
Yeah, it's just like a medical procedure.
Sure. Only one you can do on yourself.
Yeah, but it's nice not having to move your arm.
No, it is. It is nice. You don't have to really imagine anything either. I guess I might have had to imagine it. The older Asian woman. Not that it's not bad that she's old. It's not bad that she's Asian. It's the combination.
She definitely was driving a minivan after.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And how many dicks has she jerked off?
Oh, quite a few. But I'm sure she washes her hands.
Are there calluses? I don't want calluses.
No, she moisturizes. It's her job. Okay. Give her some fucking credit.
And she did have oil over her hands from massaging
my
back.
You drink tea and shit for your voice, right? You take pride in your work.
Of course.
Okay, well, I'm sure she dicks care of her hands.
Of course. I mean, I felt nothing when she was in my anus. Right. So, I'm sure it was fine.
In smooth. I hate this fucking guy, by the way.
This trumpet player?
Oh, he's awful. Is he someone?
He looks like one of the criminals on the TV show Oz.
Mm.
Like when they would hire real criminals to populate the world. Because he doesn't look like a famous actor. He doesn't look good looking enough to be an actor.
Right. I'm trying to go through.
Jessica.
Yeah, this is Till Schweiger.
Did he just hand him a card that said Prince Charming School?
And his wife in the movie is Sarah Paulson.
That's right. I kept picturing the O.J. Simpson girl as I was watching her.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see it now. And they used to wear that the awful haircut.
Yeah. See, you watch that show, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Now, after it, I don't know if – I went and I got on like an O.J. kick.
Mm-hmm.
And I found
that YouTube – stabbed someone with a knife?
Yeah, I killed my wife. I found this YouTube thing where it was like a lawyer breaking down the case and how the prosecution should have done it. It was fascinating. It was like a five-hour YouTube thing.
Oh.
I don't know how I found 5 hours to watch it. But.
Right. Well, you have been watching every WWE pay-per-view, so probably just – diverted you from Bad Blood 2003 for a little bit.
Yeah, fuck that. That 2003 was rough. It was a rough year.
So they literally just did a showdown by like bumping bellies.
Yeah. Now, is there a prize for the first baby, or is it just pride?
Yeah, it's like a pride thing. Oh no, actually, it may be a prize. Hang on, let me look here at the story.
A picture in the paper.
At the same hospital for a bonus offered to the family of the first child born in a new year. So
it's a bonus, like $500 off the bill.
It's money, yes. Money on the line. Way too much Abigail Breslin going on here. I still don't know what the story is.
Well, she just said you don't have a man in your life to Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's good.
So obviously she doesn't consider Matthew Broderick a man.
She's never seen Cable Guy.
Obviously not. I went to Medieval Times this year. Have mm-hmm. you ever been to Medieval Times?
So I've been to King Richard's Fair, which is similar.
It's nothing like that. You don't get to fight anybody. You just get to watch.
Correct.
It's not as fun.
Have you been to King Richard's Fair?
I didn't know what that was. I would imagine I would need a time machine to go to that.
No, it's still open.
Where is it?
It's in Carver, Mass.
Where's that?
Massachusetts.
Now, I know where Massachusetts. Where's Carver? Is that near Boston?
No, it's kind of like if you head into like Cape Cod.
Okay.
You'd probably like it, though. It's kind of like that. It's like a Renaissance fair thing. Like everyone dresses up and they have the big turkey legs and do the feats.
I'm sure, like, I went to Medieval Times with, I brought my son, and I, like, I'm shitting on it now just jokingly, but I actually loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun, and, like, you have to eat with your hands.
Sack up and come for a vacation next summer. And you come hang out here for a few days, we can go do it.
I've been to you.
That's true.
When are you coming up here?
All right. You got room?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a forest. We can just send the kids in the forest. We can play video games or something. I don't know.
All right, I gotta get kids' passports. I gotta get on that.
Yeah, we got them because we go to Plattsburgh like every right. month or so.
Right. Where's that?
Do you actually not know where it is?
No, I do. New York. New York, baby!
I feel like Carver's not a big town.
No, it's not. He would know. I only know it because of that.
It's like if I said Hudson, Quebec.
Do you feel like this movie is below Halle Berry?
At this point, no.
Okay. Do you feel like she's like, I'll only be in scenes with Robert De Niro and nobody else, and that's it?
Like,
have they ever been in another movie together, or do you think they just said, okay, we'll do this if we're just together with nobody else, and that's it? Like, did they just film their scenes in a day, and then they were gone, you know?
For sure. For sure that happened. For sure it was, like, in and out. He banged her, right?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
In the bed.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Between takes. There's probably a cut of it somewhere.
I am over the Sarah Jessica Parker storyline. Like, we have seen way too much. It's been the dominant story.
If she had fallen out the window, I would have cheered with joy. She jumped towards the window.
It's surpassed Michelle Pfeiffer at this point for most scenes.
What was the last good Robert De Niro movie?
Probably Meet the Parents, right?
Right. You know, that's like almost 20 years ago.
You know what wasn't too bad? The one where he's the old guy at the company.
Oh, with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. I didn't mind that one.
I didn't see it, but...
He did Dirty Grandpa. Was that any good? I didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
The Comedian? I didn't see that.
No.
Heist? I didn't see that. The Intern. That was 2015.
That's the one with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. That was okay. Like, he did okay in that. Mm. Silver Linings Playbook I never saw.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, he's got to be one of those ones that's quite a fall from grace in terms of what his performances are versus what they were.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, I love Robert De Niro, don't get me wrong. Like, his stuff is classic, but it's like, how do you go from Raging Bull to only doing shit for, like, 20 years?
And I don't think I ever saw Little Fockers. So that was 2010. Meet the Fockers was 2004, and I liked that.
It was okay. It was okay.
Right. But his last great movie was probably Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Which came after Analyze This. Those were both good.
Yeah, I will say that Meet the Parents is great because of him.
Correct.
Like, he's awesome in that movie. Like,
I don't remember Analyze That as much.
Yeah, it's... I would imagine it's akin to Analyze This as Meet the Fockers is to Meet
correct,
the Parents.
Correct. The Score? I think I saw that.
That was not good.
No.
That's Brando and
Ed Norton.
There's a young guy.
Ed Norton.
Oh, Norton, that's it. He's not that young.
Angela Bassett. He's in a movie called Stardust starring Cody Rhodes.
That movie was shit.
All right, so Michelle Pfeiffer is now buying a dog or adopting a dog.
Is she going to adopt a dog and then die?
I don't think she's dying.
So she just wants to do
I think she's just like, Ben, I think she's like, I've been doing this shit job and not living, and I want to live. I could be wrong, though. She may be dying.
But, like, you could have a shit job and have a puppy. Like, it's not like she's
no,
going
she
on
said,
a long
oh, no, it's because she almost died. That's why. After nearly being ran over and denied a vacation, Ingrid Withers quits her job and offers her delivery man tickets for the Masquerade Ball if he helps her complete a series of New Year's resolutions before midnight.
It sounds like you could actually make a really good movie based on that premise.
Oh, it's like Brewster's Millions.
And so they made this.
Oh, we should live watch Brewster's Millions.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never seen Brewster's Millions?
No. Should I?
Yes. Yeah. Richard Pryor and John Candy?
No, I don't know it.
Oh, it's so good. It's 80s. So he gets left, like, he gets
Who,
left.
John Candy gets left?
No. Richard Pryor gets left, like, money from, like, some uncle he didn't know.
Okay.
But if he can spend that money in 30 days, he wins, like, a bunch more.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't have anything to show for it, and he can't tell anybody what he's doing with it. He has to... At the end of 30 days, he has to have the same shit he had at the beginning of 30 days. So he can't just buy a bunch of stuff. And he can only donate 10% of it.
But he has to spend it.
He has to spend $30 million in 30 days, and he can inherit $300
million. Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's really good. It's funny.
Does he get to keep the $30 million if he doesn't spend it?
No, the offer was you can take $1 million up front or spend 30 to inherit 300. If he doesn't spend it, he forfeits the remaining balance and inherits nothing.
Can you buy jets? Is that something you could just buy?
No, you can't. He can't own anything.
I can give it to somebody.
You can't. No, he can only. So he can donate 5% to charity, lose 5% by gambling. He may not waste the money by purchasing and destroying valuable objects.
Brewster may not own any assets that are not already his at the end of 30 days. He must get value for his services of anyone he hires. So he can't just, like, give someone a bunch of money. And he's not allowed to tell anyone, even his best friend. And he gets assigned a paralegal from a law firm to keep track of the spending.
Wow, what a weird movie.
It was actually based on an older movie.
Really?
Yeah. It was based on a 1902 novel. And it was a seventh film based on the story.
Is that the didn't they make The Triumph of the Will based on that?
It doesn't say it here. So the first one was 1914, directed by Cecil B. DeMille. The one in 1921 was starring Fatty Arbuckle.
Oh.
And then the prior one was the latest one, but, like, you should watch it.
Oh, well.
And then I am surprised they have not. Like, they've remade everything. I cannot believe they have not remade that premise.
They'd have to, like, change all the money.
Right.
It'd have to be more now, right?
Right.
Now, what about Triumph of the Will?
I have not seen that.
You haven't?
No.
Great director. You don't know who directs it?
Ron Jeremy.
Joseph Goebbels. Surprised you haven't seen it. I mean,
right.
Based on those Christmas plays, you're really into all that.
Yes, yes. Going to Nazi Germany. All right, so now we are in a museum. We missed like two scenes while we were on that.
Bruce, they were standing on a giant map. Someone was on a map.
Is she playing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Did you watch that show as a kid?
Oh, God. It was like my favorite show.
How into the people who sing the song were you?
Oh, I have like songs of theirs on iTunes and stuff.
Rockapella. Rockapella, is that it?
Yeah, do it, Rockapella. Boom, bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, that was like my favorite. And I used to get so fucking mad when they would get the United States at the end and they couldn't do it.
Oh, right.
Like, how do you not know what the states are?
I feel like I could do that.
Oh, my God. I get so mad. But, yes, I have a bunch of the video games. I have, like, Where in Time, Where in the World, Where in Europe.
I love those video games.
They were the best.
Yeah. They don't work on any of my computers anymore. Were you into computer gaming as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think one of them I have is actually for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was, like, I think Where in Time was a Nintendo game.
I used to have all the – like, I love those. And I love – you ever play the Sierra action games? Like Leisure Suit Larry, King's Quest, Space Quest?
No. I did play Simon the Sorcerer.
See, I don't know what that one is.
And a lot of sports games. I played more sports games.
Yeah, I'm into the sports games now too.
Well, and Wolfenstein. I played that.
Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein. Come on. But I did go, I guess, more Nazi Germany. But no, I did like that game.
What about Doom? Did you play Doom?
I never really got into Doom.
See, I like Doom, but then when Doom 2 came out with a double-barrel shotgun, it was like heaven.
Right.
And then you had to do the God code so you could actually pass it.
So they're home now. I feel like – what time is it? Because I thought they were doing the ball, but was that just like a test?
Yeah, it looked like it. We were doing – well, the whole – if it was a test, there was a lot of people there.
Right, and then it gets stuck. So it had to be a test.
I can't follow this movie. It might be because I'm not really watching it.
Right. But it can't be that close to midnight because they're back home. They sent them home, and they're obviously going to have the baby, like in the new year. So,
why did they paint on their wall all these scary animals?
And why is there just like pictures? Are they trying to mimic, I guess, the picture?
Maybe.
Is that the baby's room? Is it like a hallway? I'm very confused.
They're trying to manifest that she actually births an owl.
Maybe. Seth Meyers does look bird-like.
He is a bird man.
He has aviary qualities.
Like, if him and Dee from Sunny had a baby...
Yes, it would be a gigantic bird.
Be a gigantic bird.
You know, I still have not... I watched the whole season, but I have not watched the finale. I haven't made time to watch it. Are you caught up?
Season 13?
Yes.
Oh, it's good.
I heard it's, like, amazing.
It's. I mean, it's different.
Right.
I'll give it that.
I heard Rob McElhenney is, like, gave, like, an awesome performance.
He's great.
Okay.
He's great. How did you like season 13?
I liked it a lot.
The Time's Up episode just killed me.
Yes.
Time's up, time's up, time's up, time's up. D.
I love the fucking – the Super Bowl ones are real good too.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
At least the first one.
I feel like that was real joy too.
Oh, yeah.
When like they – like – because you know those guys are just – at least McElhenney anyway is like a diehard Philly fan, right?
Right, right. Yeah, when Charlie gets trapped in the fucking bear trap.
Oh, it's so good.
And he's going to put himself back in it.
Yeah.
My favorite though, I think it was – when was the water park? Was that last season? Was that 12?
That was last season.
Oh, God. That's one of my favorite.
That's great.
Oh, Jesus. Like, it's funny because my wife's not, like, a huge fan of that show. But, like, she'll watch one. Like, I tried to start from the beginning with her, and she wasn't into it.
Because first season's not great.
No, but I keep pushing her, and like she doesn't give shows much of a chance. Okay. But that one she happened to watch with me, and she was like dying when he fucking goes down that slide and gets the blood in the pool, and like blood. He's gonna AIDS. Oh my god! I was in tears.
That might be the best physical joke in the whole series.
I mean, yeah.
For my money, my favorite episode is the suburbs when they move to the suburbs.
Yes, that's excellent.
Oh,
as good as the AIDS slide is, my favorite Frank moment might be when he's naked in the couch.
The couch is so good when he crawls out and he's all wet. Oh, that's so good. We should do a whole podcast on Sunny because, like, that show is just amazing.
Well, that was our plan, right? If we ever finished the fucking Seinfeld write-up.
We could do Curbed, then Sunny.
So, come back in 2036 when we're doing Sunny.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because it went through a phase with Sunny where every year they put it in an episode that I thought was the best ever.
Right, right.
Like, last year I thought Hero or Hate Crime was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Where Mac finally comes out.
Yes.
I love that one. I love when they go on Family Fight. Because I think is it Michael Keegan? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He best straight man I've ever seen, maybe.
I like this one too this year with the safe room thing, or whatever the fuck it was. When they're in the locked in the apartment and they're trying to find the...
Oh, yeah, the escape room.
Escape room.
And then the computer starts with Dennis' like sex system.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The Dennis system is amazing.
That is an amazing episode, the Dennis system. One year we do a Secret Santa here where we do – I think I told you about this where we do like these awful gifts.
Right.
I told you about this last time. Nikki one year gave someone a Dennis kit.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
So we're back in the elevator.
Yeah. Now these two are going to fall in love, right?
Oh, they have to. And then he's going to love New Year's Eve.
Yeah, because he met the love of his life, Lea Michele. What is he offering her? What's in that?
Cold coffee, he said.
Cold coffee. It's not a roofie. He's not a roofie.
It's not his piss.
Okay, so Josh Duhamel is now sitting with a family eating.
He's in an RV, so he's had to hitchhike.
Oh, where is he going? Is he trying to get to
New York City?
Yeah, but to get to this ball?
It looks like he's going somewhere important. So important that he blew off his buddy's wedding to hurry up and get there.
Right. And the mother looks like a low-rate That 70s Show mother.
Yes, yes. She's like, I'm trying to go to my son, Ashton Kutcher.
And then old Andy Richter is in that red hat.
This is hard to follow without hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I mean, there's a limousine showing up now.
Well, this is the ball.
Right. Now, there's one person wearing a mask. Does that make it a mask ball?
It is. It's a masquerade ball. They've said that.
Oh, okay. Now I'm seeing more masks, including a pretentious DJ.
Very pretentious. They should have gotten Pauly D.
Yes.
He would have just started breaking out.
Is that... That's Penny Marshall.
It is. God bless her. Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah. She looks like shit here.
Oh, yeah. She looks... I think Carrie Fisher looks better than her.
Yes.
Like, late life... Mind you, this is not late life Penny Marshall.
Do you think she, like, loves these movies and, like, called the director, I gotta be in New Year's Eve for a cameo?
Can you just give me a line, one line?
I have to be in it.
Well, we got a role with a lady holding a little dog. I don't like dogs.
I'll just be there watching the lady with the dog.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make googly eyes at the guy on the white piano.
Who's the lady with the dog? Is she anyone?
Looks like... Thin Kathy Bates.
It does, yeah. Are we supposed to know her? I'm trying to look through the character list here.
So, but that dog is a famous dog, though.
Is that the dog from Frasier?
Yes. It had some cosmetic surgery.
Botox. Eddie got Botox.
See, now Ashton Kutcher just showed up for a day.
Oh, for this movie. Yes, that is in the elevator.
And I bet it was in his contract that he wanted to wear comfortable clothes.
So who's sexier, Ashton Kutcher or Mark Clare?
Oh, Mark Clare. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always love Mark Clare because he hooked me up with NXT tickets once. So.
Yes, and he's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Sexy as fuck.
He's also loud. He's very loud. It's funny because when I met him when I lived in Connecticut and I had an apartment with like wood floors and he would sleep over. We'd watch wrestling, get drunk, and he'd sit crash on the couch. And he'd walk so loud, like boom, 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 like on the floor. Everything he does is like heavy. Like boosh, 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 boosh. So then I'd kind of forgot about it. You know, I see him like once a year at these wrestling trips. And this year in New Orleans, I stayed in his room one of the nights because I wanted to stay on Bourbon Street and his hotel was closer. And I'm like, he came busting in the fucking door at like 4 a.m. and I'm like, I fucking forgot how goddamn like it's still everything. Like the door slams. He slams the shit on the fucking table. You know, like walking on the hotel floor. Bang, bang. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how are you so fucking walking so heavy? You don't weigh that much.
Is he married?
No. And that's probably why. Okay.
So yeah, no one has told him.
Right. Well, no, I've told him.
Yeah, but it's not gonna matter. You're not fucking him.
How do you know?
Well, maybe you did. I don't know.
I didn't give him a happy ending. He said he needs to be realized.
It's just mechanics, Mark. Just let me give you a happy ending.
So this guy's coming to fix the ball.
That's not her father? Oh, Hillary Smith's father?
No, this is...
Is that Alan Arkin? Who is that actor?
No, I know. It looks like...
Alan Arkin.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It looks like Alan Arkin. I think he's... No, who the fuck is that? I said it before. Let me do the list.
See, I don't get why we have all these second-rate Alan Arkins and Kathy Bateses when we have so many stars in the movie already.
Correct. It's like everyone, they want everyone to be a name.
Yeah, so then we get the fake Alan Arkin.
Right, heck, this is Hector Elizondo.
Oh, okay. I hear him talking now. Sounds like a Hector.
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 Don Hector.
Not Greek Hector.
He was also on Valentine's Day.
Oh, maybe he's one of like these – because it's the same director, right?
Yeah.
So maybe like he's one of the director's like favorite actors that he tries to get into all this stuff.
Right. So he's in Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, which is like the third of these.
There's three of these?
I've never seen Mother's Day.
Why not? Seems right up your alley.
Is that Jane Krakowski? I thought it was for a second, but I don't think it is.
Is that Cenk Uygur?
So Mother's Day stars Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, Jason Sudeikis. I mean, we have to watch this come Mother's Day. I think it's
our looks like we have a project for all these holidays. Mm.
Valentine's Day, Larry Miller is in Mother's Day as well, by the way.
Is he a tow truck driver as well?
He's a motorcycle cop.
Is it? It's not the same universe?
No, sadly not. Josh Richards did an awesome written piece on Valentine's Day, PlayStation.com.
Right. Okay, so who is Hillary Swank? What's her problem?
She is the vice president of the Times Square Alliance, making the final arrangements for the ball game, with the help of her friend Ludacris.
Well, he's clearly just a security guard.
That was not in the background for a second. What's his name? Gabe from The Office?
Oh, no. It looked like him, though. Second-rate Gabe.
Yeah, it did look like second-rate Gabe. But he would have been already in The Office by this point, right?
That's why they need a second-rate one.
Do you watch Silicon Valley?
No, I never did. Is it good?
Yes. But the same thing. You're going to get through the first season. And the last episode of the first season is amazing. And that's where it all comes together.
Now, Bon Jovi has a new shirt. I feel good about that.
Well, they don't got egg all over it.
That's right. Now, Gary Marshall is the director. Is he married to Penny Marshall?
Oh, let's find out.
Plot twist.
Let's see. I'm searching Penny, the brother of Penny Marshall.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he got called up sis. It's like, you want to be in. So he died in July of 16.
Okay, here. Gary Marshall's regular cameos include his daughter, Kathleen Marshall, his sister, Penny Marshall, Hector Elizondo, Larry Miller, and Joel McCary.
So you think we're done with the Day movies, like, since he's gone?
Well, Gary Marshall?
Well, he's dead.
No one's going to pick up that mantle.
Right, so I think we've maxed out now.
Maybe Steven Spielberg could direct the next one.
He has a lot of acting credits, too. Did some Dick Van Dyke, some Odd Couple, Happy Days, Murphy Brown.
Gary Marshall, yeah.
Simpsons.
The groom at the beginning of the film is played by ex-New Kid on the Block, Joey McIntyre.
Oh.
In the gag reel, Sam, played by Josh Duhamel, jokes that, now that you guys are married, I expect to see some new kids on the block. Joey then turns, looks into the camera, and asks if they're allowed to say that. So clearly he did not find the joke funny.
And then he's like, don't worry, we're hanging tough.
Oh. Just so you know, Reese Witherspoon was offered a role, but turned it down.
Yeah, she's like, no.
No, thank you. Do you think she was offered the Josh Duhamel role?
Do you watch that show with her on HBO?
No.
Big Little Lies?
I hear it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I want to see
it. That's a big Chad Campbell show. He's into that.
I'm watching Mr. Robot right now.
Yeah, I have not watched that.
It's really interesting, but you have to pay attention. Like, you have to really pay attention.
By the way, I'm also mad at myself. I have still not watched the last season of Better Call Saul. I have it all on my DVR.
I stopped watching Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's right. We're not going to get to this again.
I'm tired of being yelled at.
You should watch it, though, because it got really good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, at the beginning, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, you like, gotta keep going. Season 3 is great. And then I'm told season 4 is awesome. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, there were things that, like, anyway, there were things about it I didn't love. And
but just keep going, because then it really starts setting the stage. You get, like, right. Imminent to the beginning of Breaking Bad.
Right. Okay.
So you get, you start to see why he becomes Saul and why certain other guys are who
got
they
it.
Are. Mike.
Yeah, that's a lot of dancing you're doing right now.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything because I know you're going to watch it at some point. But Mike, you know, you find out how Mike becomes Mike. And
who's Mike?
Mike, the fucking Gus's guy.
I know.
And you see Gus, okay? So just watch it.
Fring?
Yes. He's, like, in it a lot.
Do you see Dexter at all in it?
No.
He's not there yet?
He's dead. He's Zac Efron peeing.
Yeah, with his phone in his hand.
You don't do that?
I do. Trying to act superior, but I do it.
Are you afraid of ever dropping it in?
Yes, but I've never done it.
Do you put it away when people come in because you're embarrassed?
No, I don't care.
You just keep going. I do at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a girl that I'm friends with there, and one time she mentioned, like, because someone actually left the phone in the bathroom, and there was an email that went around about it, and she was like, who brings your phone in the bathroom? That's gross. And I'm like, yeah.
Everyone does that.
Like, I think everyone but you. But it's, who's this fat guy pushing Sarah? So, I just read, by the way, Sarah Jessica Parker and Zac Efron are brother and sister. Where you could, we can see that now.
Now, they had sex, though, right?
Obviously. This fat guy is, like, passing out in her lap.
If you don't, here's something I'm struggling with.
It looks like Pete at WrestleMania, this guy.
A little bit. If you don't touch your genitals, like, I mean, I always do wash my hands.
Right.
But I feel silly washing my hands if I don't touch my genitals.
I feel like my genitals are fairly clean.
So do I, which is why, like, there are times when I'm like, I'm washing my hands and I feel like it's overkill.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, even you're right. Even the genitals are probably the cleanest part of your body.
But I justify it by saying if it's like a public place, I've touched probably everything else. So it doesn't hurt to give them a wash.
I don't touch anything.
Nothing? Like even in stores? You just
look. Well, unless like another guy's dick's hanging out, then I'll give it a shake. You got to give it a shake, right?
You just went on a rant last episode about people kissing your child, but now you're okay shaking
another
guy's
dick. Yeah, but
he can
consent. He can consent to it. Okay, my baby can't consent.
Now she's driving the motorcycle. Or Vespa, right. Whatever this thing is.
Zac Efron is way too relaxed.
Right?
Like, yeah, like for someone else driving his vehicle for the first time.
Yes. Come on, Luda.
Ludacris getting deep here with Hilary Swank.
It's like we're about to roll out.
Now, I guess. That's another song. Great.
Tour right now, there. I worked two in.
I'm guessing how they made all of this work is that everybody was guaranteed to not be filming for very long.
Right, yeah, I think they all probably film for like a day or two.
Yeah, and then a couple of the crossover. Because not everybody crosses over, right?
Except for Robert De Niro. He's about to cross over to the other side in the movie. But he, yeah, no, not everyone crosses over, correct. Right, I would think that's part of the lure, is that, okay, we only need you for like 3 days.
Right.
Oh, here we go. This fucking idiot.
Yeah. But it is weird to see. Oh, now, is this the sassy gay nurse? Guy nurse?
Yes.
He's I like, saw him kind of moving around before, but...
You think it's like the evolutionary kid from Mean Girls?
Obviously.
He's too gay to function.
To function?
That's the line of Mean Girls.
If this movie had been made in 1980, they'd be getting hate letters to the studio.
So this is the guy I thought was Jeff Garland as the gay nurse.
Oh, yeah. Second low-rate Jeff Garland.
Yes. By the way, that is a good network show, The Goldbergs.
I've never watched The Goldbergs.
Oh, it's really good. It's really well done.
Is Bill Goldberg on it?
He is, actually. He's been on it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is he Goldberg the wrestler?
No, because it's set in the 80s. He's like a gym teacher.
It's too bad, because that'd be funny if he was like their cousin or something.
Right. No, it's a really funny show. I think it speaks to me, too, because a lot of it is like just reminiscent of me as a kid, like just growing up in the 80s and filming everything, like and doing all these home movies. It's like it really speaks to me as a show.
I thought when you said it's reminiscent to me too, like there was going to be some sort of sexual abuse.
That's not nice.
So, is Katherine Heigl a chef?
I don't know what she's doing. I know she's cutting pineapple.
Yeah.
Let me look up if it says what the fuck she is.
She must be a chef.
But I was with you. I thought she was a...
a party planner.
Yeah. It just says, Lea Michele. So she's supposed to be providing backup for Jensen in Times Square. So that's why she's pissed that she's stuck in the...
Oh.
And by the way, Ashton Kutcher is apparently Zac Efron's best friend.
Right.
So he's permitted to perform at the Iron Records Ball when he rekindles his feelings for his ex-girlfriend, Laura. But it doesn't say
who's Laura?
That's Katherine Heigl. It doesn't say what her job is in this thing, though.
Okay. So Bon Jovi's ex-girlfriend is Laura?
Correct. So he's back in love with her.
What's the best Bon Jovi song?
I like Bad Medicine, I guess.
Yeah, Bad Medicine. Okay. I like In These Arms.
Yeah, and what's the cowboy one? That one's not bad.
I don't like the. Well, there's two of them. There's two of them.
I like Dead or Alive.
I don't like Dead or Alive. You ever seen Bon Jovi in concert?
No. I'm really not a big Bon Jovi fan.
I love Bon Jovi.
If I never hear Living on a Prayer again, I'm good.
Yeah, well, you're dumb, because that's the fucking greatest song of all time.
All right. I don't know what's sadder. Like, why does Josh Duhamel have these kids laying all over him that he just met in the RV?
Yeah.
And then Robert De Niro's, like, getting an anal probe or something. He looks at a lot of pain as he's on his
side. Steve Austin is sodomizing everything. I don't know. Kids, you know how kids are. They, like, start jumping all over you if you just show them a bit of attention, right?
Correct.
That's probably... Oh, Bon Jovi sees Katherine Heigl.
I'm going to sing for you, babe.
Yeah, now she's done. Like, there's no way she's rejecting him now.
But she's Zac Efron's around.
No. Well, now she's singing in the elevator? Could you think of a more obnoxious behavior if you're stuck in an elevator with someone and they start singing?
And why does she keep wearing collars that blend in with the background? She must be like the head chef of this catering firm that's hosting this ball. That's all I can piece together.
Maybe. And Bon Jovi's a singer. She's singing in an elevator. I can't believe she's singing in the elevator. And Ashton Kutcher hasn't told her to shut up. Because that's not a person you hook up with.
Correct. You marry him.
I remember a long time ago, I took a girl to a movie. I don't even remember the movie, but she got into an argument with the ticketer about the order of the Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe books, and she just wouldn't let it go. Like, it doesn't matter. Just fucking move on.
Right.
Imagine the fights you're going to have with this person if you stay with her.
I think we should do Fuck, Marry, Kill with the whole cast in order of appearance based on this Wikipedia list. You ready?
Yeah, do it.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, Jake T. Austin, James Belushi, and Halle Berry. Hurry up. Quick, there's lightning.
I don't know who they are. I'm going to fuck.
All right, Jake T. Austin is the guy, the kid.
The kid, okay.
Into Abigail Breslin.
Okay, who's the second one?
James Belushi.
Who's James Belushi?
Jim Belushi.
He's in this movie?
He was the building superintendent, apparently. And he's coming.
I guess I'll marry the kid, kill James Belushi, and fuck Halle Berry.
Jessica Biel, Michael Bloomberg, and John Bon Jovi.
Ooh. Okay, well, fuck Jessica Biel, kill Bloomberg. I don't know who he is.
He's the mayor of New York at the time.
Well, he's dead, and I'll marry Bon Jovi for his money.
Okay. Abigail Breslin, Ludacris, and Robert De Niro.
I mean, kill Ludacris. Fuck De Niro to death, and then marry the other one.
All right. Josh Duhamel, Zac Efron, Hector Elizondo.
Oh.
You're going to marry Efron.
Yeah, marry Efron.
Bang Duhamel.
No, bang the Mexican. Okay. Kill Duhamel.
Bang Don Hector. Carla Gugino, Katherine Heigl, Ashton Kutcher.
Why on earth are you putting all the women in the same category?
I'm just going in order of the list on Wikipedia.
Well, killing Kutcher, obviously.
No, kill Heigl.
You're going to fuck Kutcher and marry Gugugin?
Yeah. All right, John Lithgow, Catherine McNamara, and Seth Meyers.
Who is Catherine McNamara?
She is Lily Bowman in this.
Do you think I have any fucking idea what people's names are in this?
Seth finds Maria Lily to have stolen a kiss. I don't know.
Marry Lithgow, kill the other one, and fuck this chick.
I don't think we've seen her yet.
Okay.
Lea Michele, Alyssa Milano. I don't think we've seen her yet. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Kill Sarah Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm marrying Alyssa.
Yeah, and fuck, what's her name?
Leah. Yeah. Russell Peters, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sarah Paulson.
We'll kill Russell Peters, and that's not a hate crime. It's not because he's Indian, right? Mary Pfeiffer and fuck Paulson.
Seacrest, Till Schweiger, and Hilary Swank.
Till Schweiger's who?
He's the asshole with the hat.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Fuck Swank, Mary Seacrest.
Sophia Vergara, Nat Wolff, who's Walter. I don't know if we've seen him yet.
Is he the fat guy in the...
No, he's like a younger guy. Let me see who Walter is. He's not even in the write-up. He's just on the list. And me. I'm the third guy.
Oh, well, marry you. No, mm-hmm. Fuck you. I don't know.
Well, if we're married, we can bang.
How shaved are you?
Right now, not much, but I can.
All right. Well, let's marry. We'll marry you.
Okay.
We'll fuck the chick and we'll kill the other guy.
And give great happy endings.
Yeah, good. It's mechanics. It's just mechanics.
Well, not if we're married.
No. Then it's just full of passion.
And it's love.
Yeah. Oh, so now Lea Michele is decorating the elevator. I guess she found his garbage bag full of decorations.
Have we found out why he hates it yet?
No. Maybe it's his heart is three sizes too small.
And hopefully it explodes.
I hope so.
Oh, okay. Apparently his girlfriend left him on a date.
On a date? He's taking it pretty hard.
Well, maybe it was like in the past. It just says who hates New Year's Eve after his girlfriend left him on a date. So it must have been in the past, because I don't think the date would have ended that quickly, that he's already back in his pajamas ripping shit down.
Yeah, right?
He's a comic book illustrator.
Oh, okay.
That seems like unnecessary background.
Yeah, they thought way too much about that.
Right.
Like, did they even give him a last name?
It's, I can tell you right now. Where are you, Ashton? Nope, it's just Randy.
Yeah, that's it. Like, all this other superfluous nonsense, but not even a last name.
He was actually born in upstate New York on a farm.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're about to kiss.
Can you believe it? Right as they're about to finally kiss, the elevator moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very slowly.
Yeah. Oh, and there's some... Maybe this is Walter. Oh, no, it's Belushi.
Yeah, it's Belushi.
Have we seen him before? He's also wearing a vest. What's with all
the guys? I think he might have been like in the very, like maybe the very first scene or something.
Right.
Vests are big. I mean, it is January.
He is December, I guess. The world, according to Jim, is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I've never seen it, so I can't call it that.
You never saw that show?
No. I'm obviously not going to rush to fucking see it now.
Well, you should. It's great. It's totally worth your time.
It's too bad he didn't die and John didn't live.
Right. But then we wouldn't have had Bill Murray in Ghostbusters.
True.
I don't like Bill Murray, though, so maybe it would have been a better world. Do you like Bill Murray?
I'm making fine with him. I don't hate him. I don't love him.
Like, he has this reputation of, like, showing up at things and giving people an unforgettable night, but I feel like it'd just be annoying to be around him.
Yeah. I like What About Bob.
I do like What About Bob.
But I don't know if it's even because of him, though.
No, it's Richard Dreyfuss. Richard Dreyfuss is the funny one.
Right.
First we'll kill Bob, then we'll kill Eat Gil. Eat Gil and we'll eat Bob. This old lady's dying on this elevator, by the way.
Yeah. I think she might just have a heart attack right now. Why are they letting her try and close the door? Thank you, Ashton.
Yeah, why is no one helping her?
And oh, no, he's no not either. He just got on.
He's going to get off and chase the girl.
Is she working the elevator? Like, why is she left?
I really want her to die right now. Like, I don't want old people to die in general, but...
Have you ever been in an elevator with, like, a elevator worker person?
No, have you?
I feel like I have once. It seems like a weird job.
That was the Family Matters mother. That was her job, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like, on Perfect Strangers, and then we followed her ass home.
Harriet.
Met the fucking nerd next door.
Harriet, was that her name?
Yeah, Harriet Winslow and Carl Winslow. It's a rare condition. Is that it?
This day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
The rare condition.
Time to find.
Some people say it's even harder to find. Fuck, it's crazy how ingrained these songs are.
Oh, God, yeah. Fucking Richie. I hated that kid. It was stupid.
Lionel Richie's hair.
It's like they gave Lionel Richie's hair because his name was Richie.
Well, they called him Richie because he had Lionel Richie's hair, one or the other.
I enjoyed how angry Carl Winslow would get.
Oh, he'd get so angry.
Yeah. Fucking that show really changed with Urkel.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it became all about him, Stefan and all that shit.
Well, it's like it's such a good instance of like listening to your audience and just moving with it. Like, not that I mean, the show clearly doesn't stand the test of time and whatnot, right. But like at the time, it was like that show would have been canceled without Urkel.
Is that on anywhere? Like, I feel like Full House and these other shows are on everywhere, but I feel like I never see that.
I wonder why. I wonder if there's something awful.
I blame Eddie. Waldo Falda, whatever his name is.
Didn't one of the girls start doing porn?
Yeah, I think the middle daughter.
Yeah, Jamie Foxworth.
Yeah, not Laura.
No, Laura was too wholesome to do porn.
Correct.
Now, Richie probably did porn.
No, Richie was singing fucking 80s songs.
Hello?
This fucking guy, Josh DeMille, is like dying to get here in a rush. You just were on the fucking bus with this guy for like 3 hours. Why do you have to talk some more?
Yeah, now you decide to talk.
You just cuddle his kids. Like, just go.
Josh DeMille feels like...
All right, I think this is Amy or whatever.
Oh. Well, I guess whatever I'd do to her, I'd do it, I guess.
Kill, marry, or fuck. You're good either way.
I don't kill her. Unless I killed her, like, in a sexual way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like if you watch the life leave her eyes.
Mama Sbarro, is that the mother of Sbarro?
I'm pretty sure when I went to New York City, I've only been there once, that's the Sbarro I ate at.
Mama Sbarro?
Yeah, and I didn't realize how big Sbarro was, and I ordered like 2 pieces, and it obliterated me.
Correct. It's like Mama Mabel.
Mabel had a mom?
That was the name of the fucking team.
Yeah, but did he have an actual mother?
Probably.
He wasn't grown?
Like a fucking eggplant? Or a cucumber? In a garden, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, like a purple garden. Now, Zac Efron, is he going to actually go to the gala, or is he going to go spend time with this dying woman?
She's not dying!
But why is she...
Would a dying woman wear that trench coat?
Maybe. Maybe she's got no clothes under that trench coat.
I can't tell if this is like a sexual thing or just like a friend.
I don't know, but Russell Peters is now strutting his stuff.
Yeah, he's like macking the hot waitress.
Is she still cutting that pineapple? And that tray is no... It's no more full than it was before.
Well, maybe it's a new tray.
Yeah, no, she's just terrible.
Yeah, whoa. Hello.
Mm. Okay, so the dog woman is Josh Duhamel's mom.
Oh.
Low rate Kathy Bates is.
All right, so let me, now that we know that info, let me see if it says it in the write up who she is.
Who is Josh Duhamel? Low rate. Low rate Tom Cruise?
Sure.
The dog is like low rate. Low rate Eddie. Oh, I hate that dog.
Okay, so Ahern Records. So this guy, he's something to do with Ahern Records.
Okay.
Because his last name is Ahern. Oh, he's a businessman from Ahern Records. Attempts to go to the records ball where he has to deliver an important speech. His car malfunctions.
Okay. And Ahern Records, clearly Bon Jovi sings for... Is that Broderick?
I look down. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I didn't know he was here. Wife. But they got divorced.
Were they married at this point?
I don't know.
To Wiki.
How do you feel about Matthew Broderick?
I like him.
I was never a big fan of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but I think it's because I saw it late.
Right. Yeah, me too. But he's gotten better later. Like, I think he's really funny in Cable Guy. He's funny in
he's in
Curb,
Cable Guy.
Right? Wasn't he in Curb?
Was he?
Yeah, he did something in Curb, didn't he?
Are you thinking about when they did The Producers?
Yeah, isn't he in there?
No, it's David Schwimmer and Ben Stiller.
Yeah, but I thought he was in at some point.
Really? I don't remember.
Hang on. Let me just see where the fuck... I don't think they got divorced.
So the big rumor is that like they wanted Matthew Broderick instead of Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. What a different show
I think they're still together.
Yeah? Yeah? I thought they got divorced.
No. So what did you say he was supposed to be in Breaking Bad?
Broderick? He's supposed to be Walter White.
Broderick?
Yeah, and he turned it down.
Thank God.
Yeah, right?
No, he might have been okay, but I don't want
to say. He wouldn't have been as... Well, no. It's hard to say, but Bryan Cranston was just a revelation, right? Like...
So I'm wrong. He was never in Curb. Why do you think he was in there for like an episode?
See, I think it's maybe because you're thinking, do you know him from the producers at all?
Yeah, no, I did. No, I know he was
that's
in
it.
That,
so
yeah.
You probably associating the producers and then...
Whatever. He was in the Jim Gaffigan show.
I've never seen the Jim Gaffigan show. Who's this now with the long hair? Oh, it's Ashton Kutcher.
Mark Clare. Wannabe.
Mark Clare.
Wishes he is.
He found an excuse to come and talk to her.
He lost this piece of garbage in the elevator. I think he may want it.
So Ashton Kutcher is a top, a low rate Mark Clare. And Lea Michele is a low rate Jenny.
Very low rate.
Yeah. Like, Lea Michele wouldn't read the lines from the Christmas play. She'd turn us down.
Right. She would not bang her dad in the Christmas
play. What do you mean I'm not? What do you mean I'm banging my dad? You ever had to kiss a man with a beard?
No.
It's not fun.
Okay. It's all scratchy. Next time I see you.
No, yeah. Like, I've had to kiss men in plays, and, like, it's right. It makes me not want to have a beard for my wife.
There's a scene where I almost kiss someone, and maybe you'll see it someday.
I will.
Someday.
Almost. Didn't go all the way, eh?
I'd explain it to you, but you have to get there.
Yeah. When I do shows in school and I kiss a man, that's always the first question the kids ask is, was the kiss real?
Right. No, it was fake.
I always say yes.
How do you fight kissing a man?
You can't fight kiss a man. You don't see the erection in my pants? And then I never go back to the school.
They say, how do you learn how to fall? All right, so Bon Jovi's also friends with Hilary Swank.
Now, he had sex with her, right?
Right here. During the scene, they had a pause.
Yeah. You can't see their genitals, but it's a fucking frenzy underneath the camera.
Yes. This is a sheet across their waists.
Is he better in this movie or in the Young Guns movies?
None.
He's just terrible.
He hasn't done much in this one. He's just talked.
Wasn't he in a submarine movie? U571 or some shit like that?
I don't fucking know. John G. Bon John G. Let's see. Young Guns 2, Moonlight and Valentino. Yeah, he was in U571.
All right.
Pay It Forward. Vampires Los Muertos. This was the last movie he's done. He was in National Lampoon's Pucked. Can you name the four TV shows he was on? Two was himself.
Well, Friends? Was he on Friends?
Nope.
One
we mentioned earlier.
Family Matters?
No.
Deadliest Catch? Was he on Iron Chef America?
No.
Hold on. Curbed?
No, he was on one that someone else in this movie was famous for.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy?
Nope.
Godfather.
Sex in the City.
He's on Sex in the City?
He did one episode of Sex in the City, an episode of 30 Rock, an episode of West Wing, and then 10 episodes, not as himself, of, do you know?
Oh, is it Ally McBeal?
It is.
Yeah, I knew that one. What the hell was he doing on the West Wing? Was he playing himself?
Yeah.
Okay. At least.
He played the president.
President Bon Jovi.
We're going to rock. You know why I also hate him? Because he's like homeboys with Bill Belichick.
Oh, really?
And he wrote that stupid-ass song for their touchdowns. Like, he's just... Ugh.
What song is for their touchdowns? Is it Moving
this
on a Prayer?
This is our house. The fucking stupid song. You have to hear it.
Oh, that's a shitty song.
Yeah.
I will say, after like 2005, he really started making like... He decided to become a country artist for some reason.
Right, and they all suck.
Here's something like Summertime. No one gives a shit. Sing Living on a Prayer, Born to Be My Baby, Get Off the Stage.
Is this speech any good?
It lasted 5 seconds. He drove all that way for a 5-second speech?
Have a good time.
That guy looks like fat Kurt Angle.
Wilson Fisk?
Yeah. Thin Wilson Fisk, fat Kurt Angle.
Imagine, yeah.
How many times is he going to sing in this?
Well, the rest are all soundtracks.
I wonder if... no, he sang at the party.
That's right.
I wonder if the trumpet player was supposed to be in this band also. There's Lea Michele.
She made it.
She made it. Were you ever a fan of Glee?
No.
Me neither. I can never get into that shit.
I do like Bring It On, though.
Is that a dance movie?
That's not the cheerleaders, yeah.
Right.
Consider It Brought.
How do you feel about the a cappella movies?
Yeah, they're not bad. I haven't really sat and watched them all. Like, I've seen bits and pieces.
I saw the first one.
I'm a big a cappella fan, so.
Right. Were you ever part of an a cappella group?
I just can't sing. I've done improv.
Right.
Despite my stylings as VKM, I cannot sing.
Were you of the Michael Scott improv where you'd always bring a gun to every scene?
No, I did like I liked improv a lot.
How long did you do it for?
A year in college. So okay. I took theater in college classes, and then senior year I took improv for 2 semesters. And we haven't talked about this. We did like a competition. We had 2 teams, and we did the show. And then the winning team had to play WPI, I think it was the other college in Worcester, one of the other colleges in Worcester. And they had like a real team, and we beat them the next night.
Oh, like an improv team.
Yeah, it was like Whose Line.
Oh, cool.
So I have them digitized. Now, I'll send them to you.
You did theater classes. Did you ever do a play?
No, I did not do. I was more into TV stuff. So I took theater for like credits toward media.
Right.
But no, I did have fun though. Like we had to do stuff. Like I did monologues, dramatic scenes. One was with RJ Brewer, John Walters. Okay. We actually recreated, and no one knew it because no one else was really a wrestling fan of the class. We recreated, like a Montreal scene where he was a wrestler and I was like Vince.
Oh, nice.
And, there's this infamous scene. Like, so our theater teacher was very effeminate, obviously. And he said, right. So he's like, so we're doing the scene. And in one of the scenes is like, you know, I talked to Coco, and, like, he told me what you said. It was, like, some ridiculous thing, right, that we walk in there. And he's like, you got to sell me on it. I thought you talked to Coco. Whenever I see, like, John, like, or talk to him, like, we always say that. I thought you talked to Coco. And there's a scene where, and part of the scene, he, like, grabs me, like, by the neck. And he, like, it's kind of like the Brett punching Vince. And he kind of throws me. And I bumped off this bookcase, and all these poles fell off and, like, fell on me. And it's, like, his most favorite spot. He still brings it up. He's like... He's like, did you plan that, or did you call? I said, no, I called it in the ring, or whatever. He makes a laugh, but, anyway, no, I did enjoy theater, and I enjoyed improv. The Whose Line stuff was a lot of fun. Like, I read the book, like some book about improv and all the games and stuff.
I did improv. I did theater school, so improv was a class that we always did. And I did an improv once as Cobra Commander from the G.I. Joe movie, where he devolves into a snake. And so for 5 minutes, I just repeated the line, I was once a man. Did you know I was once a man? And 5 minutes is a long time.
It's a very long time.
Yeah. And the teacher at the end was just fucking baffled. She's like, I don't know. I didn't really understand where it was going.
Yeah. The no, I dig it. I feel like it's helped me a lot. Is this the beginning of Just Friends, by the way? I think it's like the same exact bar in the same party. I feel like they just filmed it.
Oh, she's wearing a chef's hat now.
Oh, God.
She's a chef. Are they? Why did put the hat on her earlier?
It's
so we know what's happening.
Who the fuck is this woman? Anyway, I feel like it's the improv stuff has helped me a lot in my career. I like to give presentations and talk and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah, because people are scared of like getting up in front of people.
Right, and if you learn to think on the fly and adapt.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, like I mean, like whenever – I mean I do shows in schools. Whenever they ask like advice for like actors, it's always like you got to just let go of that inhibition.
Right.
That's the first thing. And that just helps with everything.
It helped me enroll in RPing for RP feds. But no, I'm a firm believer of like going with it too. Like that's one of the biggest things you have to learn, right, is like wherever the scene takes you, you got to – You can't fight it. You just got to go with what.
No,
you got
to listen to other people's ideas and roll with it and accept. And
yeah, in the scene, if they're like, why did you murder that person? Like, now you have to act like you murdered someone.
I didn't murder the person.
Right, I hate that. It's the worst.
Have you ever seen the clip of Liam Neeson with Ricky Gervais?
Oh, did you like that tease, by the way, right there?
No, I didn't see it. I was looking down.
All right, so Josh Duhamel and Hilary Swank both ran to this clock to look at the time. Yeah. I think they tried to make it like they were looking for each other. But they just ran by each other opposite ways.
Well.
So they're teasing, thinking that's who they're each talking about.
Right.
Fucking De Niro. All right. One of them has to be coming to see De Niro, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There we go. Hilary Swank is coming to see De Niro.
Oh, it's her dad. Oh, sweetie.
I can't tell if you're hot. My daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I'd fuck you, but I'm still unsure. Fuck, De Niro didn't have to do anything in this movie.
No, he just laid in the bed and talked to Halle Berry. And probably had an erection the whole time.
Of course he did.
She's out.
Oh, yeah.
Have we seen Alyssa Milano? It says she's a nurse. So. I mean, she's listed here as Nurse Mindy. Why would they list her on the list if she's not even, like, somewhat?
Maybe she was cut.
Who would cut Alyssa Milano?
I don't know. You ever seen the Thin Red Line? They cut a bunch of shit from there.
No, it says here, he's kept company by Nurse Amy and Nurse Mindy after his doctor reveals he will not last much longer. She must have been in the beginning, and we probably didn't notice it.
Maybe.
There must have been multiple nurses.
Now she's taking him out of the hospital? He's going to die.
He's dying anyway.
I guess.
Guess.
Who cares? Halle Berry turns into a supermodel.
Does she have that under?
I guess.
She looks pretty good.
Did she peak with swords? That's Alyssa Milano right there.
Oh, yeah, there she is. I love Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, me too. Did she peak with Swordfish?
I don't know.
Halle Berry, not Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano never peaks.
No. Is Hilary Swank going to dump De Niro off this roof?
Wouldn't you?
In an effort to end his life earlier? Oh, is this like you're going to see one last New Year's?
Yeah, this is it. You're going to see those balls drop one last time?
Yeah. Hilary Swank has balls, right?
That was his only wish. It says, a man in his final stages of cancer refuses chemo and wishes only to see the ball drop one last time. So maybe his daughter, so maybe Swank got that job because of the love they always had growing up. Sofia Vergara is like pouring out of this fucking dress right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do my tits look good, Jay?
Yeah. Now, again, Heigl's wearing the same fucking color as the background.
Right, why does she keep doing that? She literally... look at that tray. It's the same color.
She's wearing a silver dress next to fucking stainless steel appliances.
So, yeah. Everything she's worn has literally blended in with everything else.
Why?
So her tan would stand out.
Do they just hate her? Oh, yeah? You want to be a bitch? Well, we're gonna make you a goddamn chameleon in this thing.
And then you're going to eat chocolate at the end.
Like what is Halle Berry doing? Is she fucking catwomaning this shit now?
I think she's going to delete all the medical records.
Oh, she's dating some soldier?
Oh, here we go. Why do we still have Merry Christmas shit up? Take that down.
Yeah, shouldn't she be banging John Bon Jovi instead of, like, with this soldier?
His head looks fake.
It probably is a fake head. He probably doesn't have a head.
No, it looks like they put someone else's head on, like, a picture of an officer.
It does. It looks like
like Jib Jab.
It looks like a 3D movie gone wrong where the head is like...
Have you ever seen, like Jib Jab videos or whatever, Carl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like that. South Park or something.
So this... did they just run out of money to put this guy in a uniform to film him?
Right. I mean, he could have been in the next room.
It's like stock footage of a soldier and then this guy's head on top.
It looks like... Oh, my God. It's awful.
Halle Berry's hair has also been too perfect for her to be a nurse.
Correct. Well, like, she's just been chilling with De Niro the whole time.
I guess, but like she's probably running around doing other shit. Like, yeah. I've never met a nurse that doesn't look haggard and tired like during her shift.
Correct.
Like, they're good. Like, they're good. I'm not shitting on nurses.
No, they're
great. Don't tell people I'm shitting on nurses. Katherine Heigl fucking devouring chocolate.
Oh, my God. Stop eating.
How many times do you think they made her do this scene? How many takes? Eat some more chocolate, Catherine.
Bon Jovi must be coming. There he is.
Yeah. No, he's coming.
Chocolate. You got to fit in that dress. Why'd she spit it out? Just finish it.
Sorry, I thought you were a pot.
Oh, why'd you spit chocolate into a cloth napkin? That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Is that soda? What's in those bottles?
I don't know.
Bon Jovi's youth.
Fuck, Bon Jovi's hot. Like, he sings "I'll Be There for You" and like I'm there. You know.
Do you think it's weird that Chris Jericho made himself look like Bon Jovi?
Yes, it's extremely weird. Now that I'm looking at Bon Jovi for 2 hours,
I mean, this like right. It's like Jericho watched this movie and is like, I'm gonna be this Bon Jovi.
Yeah. it's very strange.
Do you think that for like Heigl, this was like a, as a girl, she worshipped him, and now she gets to be with him in this movie as like her,
of course,
her girlfriend.
She got to be with him backstage. God, look at how she's walking.
I know. Nothing looks natural with her. Everything looks forced.
There was a scene like a minute ago where she was like gesturing, and I've noticed that ever since then, they're not shooting her hands at all. I feel like she's Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock with the two coffee cups.
She has like no clue what to do.
No. But like, look, I know a lot of TV and film actresses, and like, I mean, it's not a – there's a skill set there, but it's not acting. Right. Like,
that's walking like a human being.
Yeah.
It's Bloomberg.
Happy New Year, Ryan.
It's quite a phallic microphone they're using.
Well, Ryan Seacrest is there.
Yeah.
What's that UFC right there? Shogun versus Jones.
Oh, here comes the ball. The ball's about to... Is De Niro going to die when the ball drops?
It's going to fall on him. Is that other guy still trapped on top of it?
I hope so.
Don Hector?
Look how happy he is.
Don Hilario.
It's like he just killed that guy in Godfather 2.
That's how he got the cancer.
In Italy? When he stabbed that guy?
Don't spoil it.
Come on, who hasn't seen The Godfather at this point?
Look at Hilary Swank. Oh, nice manicure.
I'm not trying to... No, we're not. No one's objectifying Hilary Swank, right?
No. There it is. 10. 9. 8.
Eight.
God, they're behind.
7. 6.
Hillary. So they're just showing every actor. De Niro. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Oh,
at least they didn't have him die at like 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be like root. You know, awful. Here we go. She's starting to push it too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that's how birth looks.
Ready? Go! Now!
Yeah. Is that Katie Holmes?
No.
Who's... Look at all the sexual assault that's happening. It's just sexual assault!
All these cops randomly kissing these women.
And then Sofia Vergara sexually assaulting the statue.
Good for her.
Lonely ass, hey, dying Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. She's not dying.
Oh, no,
oh, we're going to let her sing on her own. I'm sure they're thrilled that they paid Bon Jovi and they get this fucking chick. It wasn't a big waste of money at all. Thanks.
Bon Jovi only agreed to sing 2 songs. Get the girl from Glee.
Sorry, Bon Jovi. Glad we paid you $1 million to not sing. But who's taking your role after they just paid you huge money to perform? Oh, just some chick that was my backup singer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like her voice doesn't match the rest of her speaking.
Yeah. It's lip-synced.
Fucking disgusting. It happened to real talent. Oh, this is Breslin?
No, this is the other girl.
I read a note about that. They had to do that kiss 15 times.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he kept fucking it up.
Well, look at him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll be honest, if I was him and I was that age, I'd right. fuck it up a couple times, too.
So is that actually a real note? Would you make it up?
No, it is. It's in the IMDb thing I was looking at.
Oh, there's Sarah Jessica Parker. I happen to find her in this fucking...
Are they going to make out?
group of thousands.
Lucky for her, eh? Juliette Binoche turned down the role of Ingrid. Who's Ingrid?
That's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh. Oh, I guess...
There's the baby!
Seth Meyers' kid is the... They got the $500 off the bill?
I don't know. We'll see. We can't be sure. We didn't see if the other people had the baby.
Superimposed head and Halle Berry are crying.
It's really creepy. It's like a bad sci-fi movie.
Yeah. I feel like he's like in the Starship Troopers planet, like about to go fight the bugs.
I don't think it just ends like that, where it just goes static and shuts down. Yeah. Is it a transmission?
Yeah, if that happens like that, that means he's under attack. Probably.
Right, that's weird.
Oh, Jamel is...
What are your thoughts on Auld Lang Syne? It's kind of depressing for like a start of a new year.
I don't know.
I feel like we should be like, Who Let the Dogs Out or something more exciting.
The Prince song, 1999.
Right.
Zac Efron is Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, there we go.
He literally had confetti in his mouth.
Yeah.
So is that on her list to kiss someone?
I don't know. But that's also a sexual assault, isn't it? Like, none of this would fly today, right? Like, Gary Marshall would be fucking burned at the stake.
All right, so he's not in love with her. She just said, I'm twice your age. What are you doing? And he just said, kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve. Checked off the list.
You're Michelle Pfeiffer, for fuck's sake. That's what he should have said.
You didn't answer me about the song.
I'm indifferent to it. I know that's not a good answer, but I'm just not interested. I'd rather another song.
Yeah, so just give me like something. Celebration.
We're not going to take it.
The end of the world.
Stardust Diner. Is that a callback? Didn't he hiss like a cat? So now Sarah Jessica Parker has to pay for all these kids' meals.
Right. I got to buy you all burgers.
Is that a plate of like cut fruit she has in front of her?
Yeah, is that a kiwi? Some red pepper?
Somebody's hiding beneath a menu. Who is that?
Alanis Morissette.
Look at these millennials all in their phones at dinner.
Do they have iPhones yet? When did those come out?
Yeah, they had them in 2011 because I had an iPhone in 2011.
No, excuse me, Mr. Rockefeller.
Hey-o. John D. Rockefeller.
Yeah, me and him and Tootsmont.
I was trying to go for more of an Alex Jones vibe.
June 29th, 07 was the first iPhone.
Oh, wow. Fuck. Imagine someone still has that phone. What a loser.
Yeah, sucker.
I moved away from iPhone. I'm now on Samsung.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm still on Apple.
But I've never been an Apple person. And I also don't enjoy apples.
Oh, Lily Bowman, you bitch.
Willie Bowman or Lily Bowman?
Willie Loman.
Willie Loman is not a bitch, right? He kills himself, for fuck's sake.
Who is this woman creeping?
I don't know.
Oh, it's his mom.
Is it his mom?
It's his mom. He just said, hey, mom, or something.
She can't be behaving in this fashion in public. She'll be arrested.
Men behaving badly.
That was an interesting show. Rob Schneider?
Mm. There we go.
How many chicks is this guy going to kiss tonight?
Let's get it all in.
Who's going to kiss more chicks, him or Bon Jovi?
Smushing. Get this fucking... Oh, no, he just said, who is it? So it's not his mom.
He's the avatar for all of us.
Right. Who is it? I mean, what was the point of that joke?
I don't know. Someone found it funny. Oh, is he dead now?
Well, she's got a shit, so. Did he literally die at midnight?
Of course, he expired at midnight.
It's like Cinderella.
Oh, poor Hilary Swank. So you haven't seen Million Dollar Baby, but you've seen the Sunny episode, $1,000, $100 Baby.
Yes. Yeah.
See, new life, old life ends, new life begins.
It's like Elton John saying.
Circle of life.
Wait, so which of these was born first, damn it?
Damn it, we need to know who gets $500. And which of them has Robert De Niro's soul inside of it now?
Which one immediately wants to be a deer hunter?
Yeah. Have you seen Deer Hunter?
Look at these guys being friends.
I haven't seen Deer Hunter.
I didn't wear scrubs. Did you in the delivery room?
Well, the first one we had at the hospital, and we had all our other kids at home.
That's right, at home, yeah. I did not wear scrubs either time.
No, me neither. But I was involved. Like,
I'm not involved. I'm not booked.
I'm not booked. I'm not booked for the birth.
I get a double payment.
Just let me referee the birth.
You know, I asked you if I could referee the birth.
And
you didn't say anything at the time.
Look, I want you to referee the birth.
And
okay?
I made other plans.
Do me the favor.
I
do me the favor.
I made other arrangements. I'm busy.
Please.
So I feel like Seth Meyers won, but he lied so they could get the money because they needed it.
Oh, the trumpet player? Well, he missed his gig, so...
Oh yeah, right here. Griffin and Tess have their baby, and although it's born first, they lie to allow James and Grace have the bonus after discovering they already have two other children to provide for. That's their decision.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the horse carriage with the guy. Look at this symmetry.
Is he still standing?
And it looks like he is.
I'm still standing.
What is the point of Josh
this carriage?
Who's getting off this thing that's going to love him?
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Quick.
Oh.
Is it the old lady with the dove?
Celine Dion. Is it Celine Dion?
No, it's going to be someone we've seen already.
Oh, it's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Stupid.
She's wearing her Sex and the City shoes. I'd love to see her break her ankle running in those heels.
She's like, burger.
Like, that'd be a way funnier joke than, like, the woman sneaking around the restaurant.
You showed up. But be careful, bigot's coming.
And also bigots, because that's what it sounded like to me.
Where's Miranda?
Oh, now they're going off in this horse carriage. Like, how romantic is a horse carriage? There's another man there.
Is that an inside joke? Because you often hear people say that she has a horse face.
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, there's those guys swooping up the...
Told you! That's a worse job than dropping it.
You're right, they don't look happy.
Imagine being out there at like 2 in the morning, freezing cold New York City, and picking up fucking confetti off the ground.
Yeah.
There's a plug for Sherlock Holmes.
You ever thrown a couch off anything high?
I threw my Christmas tree out my window on the second.
I saw that. You're not fucking around with Christmas, right? Like it's like the 26th and all your ornaments are down. And like...
Well, sometimes. But like we were pretty early with the tree. It's like not that long after Thanksgiving. Mm. Here come the outtakes, I think.
Oh, God, we're going with Pink for the...
Well, she was big in that 11.
Pink's still good.
Yeah.
Pink is one of those fuck, marry, kill Pink. You do all of it.
I can't believe that I paid $3 for this. Amazon's trying to already move me on to something else.
Really?
Press back to hide. Okay.
Do they want you to pay something else? To pay?
Where's back? There we go. No. Okay. I've hit two buttons that look like back, and neither have removed this list of options. Did my remote die? I don't know what's going on. These outtakes pale in comparison to our Christmas play. No, what were we talking about a second ago?
I don't know, but Zac Efron's getting down with Michelle.
Yeah,
Pfeiffer.
Before that, though, I had an answer to your question.
Oh, you were a couch out of the window.
Oh, the Christmas tree. Yeah. Well, and also, like, I'm off this whole week, but we're busy, and it was like, kind of like, oh, well, today we have, like, 3 hours to do, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I said, fuck it, I was going to do it. Wait, so are they joking about him being dead in this outtake?
No, he can't pick up the clipboard. I love how Zac Efron has no sense of humor, so like his outtakes are just him dancing right. Well.
Which he does do well.
He's good. He's,
look how fucking hot he looks with that hair.
Oh, yeah. Is that Ernie Hudson? It's a second-rate Ernie Hudson.
How's that even an outtake? She literally
talking about anything funny.
Right, they just started laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, we only got one day to shoot your shit, Hallie. Stop laughing.
Please stop. Yeah.
God, like, I don't think Sophia was even, like, that big at this point.
No.
Like, she's just completely outclasses Katherine Heigl in every scene they're in.
She's terrible.
When did Modern Family... Actually, no, Modern Family was probably going by that point, right?
Yeah, I think it started 2010. Is he naked?
I'm
surprised they're not doing, like, the actor's name and then a picture of them instead of this weird dance scene.
Right.
Like...
Well, they're trying to show the big party. This is...
Chris Bridges.
Sophia did an episode of Baywatch in 99.
Oh.
Modern Family started in 09. She also did Dancing with the Stars guest appearance.
Well, she wasn't really starting. Wow, look, Sarah Paulson's getting down.
Yeah, look at Jeff Garlin giggling it up.
Zac Efron's only getting credit now. I feel like we've been like doing the credits for 3 minutes, and he's just getting credit.
Did that old guy get off the fucking ball or no?
No, he's dead. He died on that ball.
Well, he's going to make it back for Mother's Day.
Bon Jovi cannot dance.
No, you'd think he'd be able to.
Yeah.
Have we found out who this woman is?
Penny Marshall?
No, we know her.
Oh, the one with the dog?
Yeah. Is anyone else in all of Gary Marshall's movies? Like, maybe it's her?
Hector.
No, but how about maybe that woman is, like, also someone he pushes into every movie?
There was a list of them, of the cameos.
So he also produced Laverne and Shirley, so that's probably why he's...
Yeah.
Oh, well, obviously it's his sister as well.
Kathleen Marshall. Is that her?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's her.
Who's that? Is that her sister?
I guess, yeah.
Or his wife.
Here, New Year's Eve, stage manager Charlotte. No, that's not her.
No.
That's his daughter, I think.
Yeah, daughter Kathy Marshall is an actress and producer.
Michelle Pfeiffer is doing some sort of bird dance.
Well, she's having the time of her life. The bucket list is fulfilled.
Yeah.
Why does this thing have nothing about the woman with the dog?
Because she's a ghost. She's a fucking ghost. She doesn't exist.
All right, I gotta Google this.
Cary Elwes was in this? Who was he?
New Year's Eve movie. Who is the woman with the dog?
Here, we're getting to the actual credits now. A Gary Marshall film. After seeing this, do you want to see more Gary Marshall films?
Well, I've already seen Valentine's Day. So,
Is that worse than this or better than this?
I think it's better than this. But it's not much better. I mean, it's about the same.
We're not going to power rank the Gary Marshall films like we did the Will Ferrell films. Okay. Resolution Tour.
Okay.
Oh, so all the credits, they're all listed by stories.
Oh, yeah. Hospital Story. Okay, so Resolution Tour. Which one's that?
That's hers.
That's not the woman singing, though.
Oh, Jensen and Laura's story, maybe?
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
No.
Chef Ming.
It's not Chef Ming.
Mother and Daughter.
That's with all the kids.
Piper.
Fuck, there's a lot of those kids.
Walter.
Walter. Piper's mom.
Screaming Rocker Girl. Lily
Ahern
Bowman.
Party, that's it. Okay. Ahern Party. Sam.
Grandpa Jed.
Mode.
Maud.
Yeardley Smith, maybe that's it. I bet that's it. Maud.
It's gotta be, right? It is interesting how they do it by,
Yeah.
All right, let me look up Yeardley Smith.
Oh, no, Yeardley Smith is the woman, is the second rate, that's
a show. Oh, yeah. Fuck, so who else? Google's not doing shit for me.
Google, it doesn't help anyone anymore. It's just propaganda. Globalists are on to Google now, and New World Order is taking over Google.
Right, let me see if like Lounge Singer.
No, she wasn't a singer though. She was just hanging.
She was on stage.
No, she was just hanging on to the dog.
Oh,
she was, but she was making speeches instead of like anything else.
All right, hang on. Let me do IMDb.
I'm on IMDb. Oh, I guess we could find her, yeah.
Cary Elwes was Stan's doctor.
Robert De Niro is Stan? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he wrote the letter to Eminem.
Right. Before he dies.
Sarah Poon. What a name. Oh, Serena Poon.
Still not a good name.
Mara Devi. Mika.
I can't believe Seth Meyers is in a film.
I feel like he's been in others.
Yeah, but nothing like, not where he's playing a man with a wife. And...
All right, so there's Maud, Penny Marshall, Adriana De Niro, Sandra Taylor, Patty.
I don't know. Well, it seems to be listed kind of similarly.
No, it's not her. Do you know who Christine Lakin is? I didn't realize that was her on The Party. Waitress Alyssa?
No.
That's the girl from Step by Step, Al.
I remember Step by Step.
The daughter that got like real hot. She was kind of the tomboy.
Nah, so I don't remember the kids. I remember Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers.
Lame. All right, Anna White. Ginger Adams. Is this her? No, that's that's Times Square.
Is it she's at the party, clearly. Maybe right. Cherry Jones. Cherry Jones. That's her. It's Cherry Jones.
Where is she in at the bottom?
No, she's in the middle of that Ahern party.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like
Mrs.
She's
Rose
the
Ahern. Okay, so she was the mother.
Yeah.
She must be his mother.
Yeah.
Perfect Storm, The Village Signs. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I hope I've enjoyed this. It was interesting for sure. I had fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah. It was stupid.
It went quicker than I thought. Like,
Yeah. We're always going to get through it.
Right. Obviously. So I definitely want to do Mother's Day. We can talk if we're going to do Valentine's Day. I feel like I've seen it a bunch, but we can maybe do it.
I've never seen it.
Okay, maybe we'll do it.
But I'll be honest, I feel like I've never seen New Year's Eve either, right. Even now. So.
Well, I still have it for a month, so I might have to watch it one more time.
Really, just to get it in. Why don't you watch something good?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Million Dollar Baby is probably available for you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pay for it.
You probably won't have to. It's got to be on something.
Well, for all of you who have listened to this, I hope it's maybe listed on New Year's Eve. I don't know. But Happy New Year. Happy 2019. Thank you for all your support. PlayStation.com, PlayStation Wrestling feed, PlayStation Pop feed. And I don't know what show would have dropped around the time you're listening to this, but check them all out. Especially our Christmas show. We put a lot of work into that. Hope you enjoy that. We'll be back at some point in Old Bard. Hopefully you would have submitted your GWE tag team list and you're signed up at our message board, bigelow34.proboards.com, to join in the conversation as well as participate in our year that was 1996. We'll be talking about that more in our next episode. So, anything else you have to say?
No. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a great time and hope you're with people you care about.
And raise your glass.
On the spot, it's so on right now. Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. You're too school for cool. I mean, and you're true.